17 Rose to Victory and 19 U. Race 4, 2 Defense Missile, 6 Dream Reacher and 8 Epic Girl are out of the 4th. Race 5 Doomben, 2 Sexy Eyes, 7 Stella Victoria, 9 In Good Time and 13 Champagne Daisy. Race 6 number 1 Quilista, 4 Ever Loyal, 11 Misery and 15 Bring It Home Pop. Race 7 number 3 Snippets Land, number 3. Race 8, 9 Hallelujah Boy and 18 Order Again, 9 and 18. And race 9, 12 Romany Girl and the emergencies 18, 19, 20 and 21. That's the information for Doomben. And finally, Morfordville in Adelaide, it's fine and a good 4. Penno is 5.43 for Goodwood Day. These haven't quite gone interim. Race 1, number 2, Exceed Rock and 9, Ethical Solution. Race 2 at the moment is clear. 3rd, take out 7, Rock Ariel, 10, Instigator and 14, Shakopee. Race 4, 10, Collectible and 13, Blonde Ruler. Race 5 at the moment is clear. Race 6, number 5, Creativity. Race 7 is clear and the last of the current scratchings, Race 8, 5 Harbour Grey and 9 Magnus Knight. They are the current scratchings. They haven't quite gone in from for Morfordville. For our Sky Sports radio audience, take note, Peter Ellis will be on air earlier at 10:40 this morning. 10:40 for the Peter Ellis Morfordville preview. We'll take a break and then we'll be into our preview for Rose Hill.
Does your small business need new equipment, another renovation, a little more stock, or even some extra staff? A business loan could help. Look no further than OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group are trusted by over 80,000 small businesses worldwide and have already lent over $10 billion US dollars globally. So for a loan to grow your business with money in your account as fast as the next business day, visit ondeck.com.au now. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Attention ladies, Dynamic Syndications with Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott proudly offer this ladies only ownership syndicate. Bred to be early and quick, we have a superb cult to aim at the rich Magic Millions women's bonus. By exceeding Excel, the speed machine is the world's best 2-year-old sire. From Everidge, she was a 2-year-old stakes winner and won 3 races at 2. At only $8,750 a share, sorry lads, this is just for the ladies. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 33-6808.
Tabs, who are you backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1-3 at Doomben, Rose Hill and Flemington, does Tab give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on! Plus, in a Tab venue, you'll get the same offer on races 4 and 5. Who are you backing? Tab.
Includes SANWA residents. Tab account fixed odds, win bets only. TNC's at website, gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help at 1-800-858-858.
Here comes Forsyka. It just swept to the front 150 out and is roaring away. Forsyka with the ears pricked. How easy was that?
Increase your chances of owning a winner by joining Tricolours Racing and Syndications. Tricolours currently has shares available in some of the country's most exciting young stallions. With our Group 1 winning trainers, Joe Fry, Tony McAvoy and John Sargent. With a strike rate of over 25% winners to runners, Tricolours is your best chance of experiencing the thrill of owning a winner. Visit tricolours.com.au today. AFSL 36964.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ on a Saturday, the best way to start your weekend. Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central. We're into our preview hour of Rose Hill. We're back there, and Mark Van Gestel will be the chief steward for Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed, mate. And the mention there of Tommy Berry on Amarita in race 5. He can ride a kilo over if he desires there. Depends how he's going with his weight.
Yeah, that's correct, Andrew. Yeah, he went on this morning after he was on the scratching of Tchaikovsky, so we've allowed him up to that kilo if he needs it.
Okay, we'll monitor that as we go through the day. What have you found for us?
Out of the third race, Andrew, number 1, So You Win at Hawkesbury, the 27th of April. Finished fourth behind Poochu when it was first up. We spoke to Robbie Dolan just in respect to his riding on the turn. The horse went back in the early stages, but just on the turn, it was held up inside the heels of another runner, couldn't get out to improve, and as a consequence, it couldn't be tested until about the 300-metre mark. Then in the straight, it did just want to lay in and prove a little difficult to ride out, but certainly should have finished a little closer. In the same race, number 7, Semper Fidelis, the Kensington meeting on the 4th of May, Pomp shows out, finished 10th behind Nobu, but look, I mean, that day was in a change of tactics, ridden more forward. It settled just to behind the speed, but in the straight, it was quite badly held up on a weakening runner, and whilst it did get out about the 200 metres, Sam Weatherly said it was quite a one-paced horse, and in the circumstances, he wasn't too disappointed with the performance. Take it into race number 5 and number 3, Above and Beyond. It was first up at Randwick on Anzac Day on the 25th of April, finished 5th on that occasion, beat 2.5 lengths, but had a very tough run first up at race wide and without cover throughout the event, and as a consequence, probably couldn't finish the race off as well as expected, but it did endure a pretty tough run on that occasion. And the final one to mention in race 8, number 8, Problem Solver, the Kensington meeting 4th of May, finished 5th there behind Passage of Time, but it did have some difficulty securing clear running in the early part of the straight, and it found the line reasonably well in the circumstances.
All right, that's Problem Solver for James Innes Jr., race 8, number 8. Good on you, Mark. Thanks for your time. Have a good day out at Rose Hill.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Ron Duffersey, we've had on this morning. He's in Brisbane. Simon Donopoulos is joining us from Racing and Sports. And Simon, if you're in Canberra, it's a bit of a crisp start down there, mate.
Yeah, nice day outside though, Andrew. It's grand final day for a lot of people too in Canberra. It's certainly a bit of buzz around, and look, really good meeting at Rose Hill today, and it kicks off at 11:30. So going to have a bit of a snooze after this and then wake up for the first.
Oh, geez, okay, you're going to go back and have a snooze, is you going, all right, Canberra's alive. I wonder why it's alive today. The TAB's Glenn Munsey might be able to remind me. Morning, Muns.
Oh, good morning, Andrew. We haven't got time for this. Let's get straight into the preview. We've got 9 races to get through on a very busy day at Rose Hill. No, how are you, mate? I'll tell you what, you know how much we're holding on the election? We're holding 109,000 this morning on the election. One customer's already at 100,000 on Labor at 7:10 this morning.
Everyone's doing their crushing now.
Yeah. Oh, how was it, Ron? Beautiful this morning. Ran into Ronnie down in the restaurant. He strode up to the lady there. He said, can I have a half-strength turmeric latte with camel milk? Don't completely boil the water, a cinnamon stick, and, you know, just let it settle before you give it to me, and make sure it's in a China cup. Yeah.
The last person I was running at 6:10 was you this morning. So much was the
wait. You were still in your pyjamas. You thought you'd snuck down. Anyway. In the words of Munsey, let's get cracking here. I can't be criticised for running late this morning, please. Here's the first market on Hall of Fame race day, Glenn at Rose Hill.
Yeah, after a great night here in Brisbane last night, the Australian Racing Hall of Fame with the new inductees, and all, of course, always well-deserved when you entered into the Hall of Fame. So let's look at the Lonro Hall of Fame, the first, a two-year-old over 1,200 metres. We start with Diamond Thunder, who's the $2.80 favourite. Espanola at $6. Hulk with the blinkers on at $4.80. Kubrick is a $4.40 chance. Snow Zone is at $9. Freaky Freckles is at $9. Rose to Victory with the earmuffs pre-race at $61. And Jailbreak for the ACDC fans, it's a $13 chance. Slightly more money, and when I say slightly, less than 2,000 more on Diamond Thunder than Espanola. Good betting race this. Next pick, Hulk, then Kubrick, and then Jailbreak.
Interesting with Hulk getting the blinkers here pace-wise, Simon.
Yeah, only a small field, Andrew, but that looks to be good enough tempo in the race. Freaky Freckles from the inside draw kicks up. I don't think we'll leave, but certainly puts a bit of speed from the inside. Diamond Thunder will look to come across from out wide. Jailbreak and Hulk also have speed. So interesting to see who does end up taking it up, but imagine they'll roll along here, Ron.
Diamond Thunder just has to do that little bit of work to get across probably outside the lead. Jailbreak just overdid it there at Hawkesbury. And if he settles better, he'll improve here. But I probably had him crossing Freaky Freckles and pushing Diamond Thunder, pushing Hulk into the 1-1, and that's why I'm tipping Hulk here. I think this is the toughest race of the day. I can make a case for most of these runners, but I just think Hulk, I know he's a maiden after 3 starts. His first run was Chris Waller. I thought he did enough He's got improvement to come. He gets a set of blinkers. I think he maps okay. I'll just lean his way. I think his stablemate's interesting, Kubrick. He did look very strong late there at Cranbourne. I know it's only a maiden at Cranbourne, but there was something to like about that win. One Diamond Thunder, impossible to knock him. His two wins back are great, and Parr and Newnham are really combining well at the moment. And I hate to leave this horse in fourth position, Espanola, because I don't think he beat much at Wagga, but I love the win, and he just sits behind them minding his own business here. Like I said, Jailbreak, if he settles, will run much better. Freaky Freckles, I don't know about Sapphire Coast form, but geez, good to the eye. And Snow Zone, a typical, you know, Chris Lee's improver. Tough race, 3-4-1-2.
Yeah, five last start winners in the eight-horse field, Ron. Not a lot of exposed form to work on, so just going to go with the horse with the best figures, which is Kubrick. No 1,000-metre form out to 1,200 is a bit of a question mark, but he was certainly finishing fast there at Cranbourne, and figures good enough to certainly be measuring up this morning, 11:30, the first race. So keen on his chances to beat number two, Espanola. Really impressive performance at Wagga. Ran really good time there as well. They possess the two best figures going into this race, weight adjusted. So they're the two I'm leaning towards. Number three, Hulk, gets the weight swing in his favour away from Diamond Thunder. Just whether he peaked on his run there first up, I think he can improve further second up. Had a bit of a boom early doors. He started the well-supported favourite at Moonee Valley and got beat by Lankin Star. So got to deliver on that now. Gets the blinkers on. We'll find out how good he is. No real knock on Diamond Thunder. Just not easy giving weight away to a few progressive horses here. So with Kubrick, just got to take that 1,000-metre form to 1,200. My numbers 4, 2, 3 and 1.
It was going to be Darren Flindell to call. He's just had a little break and he was coming back. But then he had wisdom teeth that said, hang on a sec, I'm coming out right now. So, Darren, I don't know whether you're listening, but good luck, mate. He had the operation Munns on Thursday. I haven't heard from him, so he said, I'll be right for Saturday. But he was getting both sets out, Munns. I reckon he needs a few days off.
Andrew, what about the timing of Darren's predicament over the last month? He managed to miss Hawkesbury, the standalone, because he had a little break then. Came back into the country to go to Scone for 4 days to call three races. And then comes back, he's got a Metropole. Oh, no, got my wisdom teeth out. I tell you what, it's only a rort if you're not in it.
Glenn.
Yeah. I tell you what, I got two wisdom teeth out one afternoon and went to the trots that night to work.
Oh, yes. Oh, please. Hang on a sec. Superman.
Here we go.
I was eating a plane all the time. I had to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've gone through the dates on the calendar, the gyp rock and everything. I had to go to the trots. I couldn't. Yeah.
Why did I even bring up the wisdom teeth? Is what
Come on, Andrew.
Brain
we're running short of time.
Now.
We're running short, Andrew. We've got to hurry up.
Darren Flindell, I hope he can back a winner today. So Mitch Manners is calling, and in the first, he likes 1 to beat 4-3-2. Mitch Manners, 1-4-3-2. Righto, the Tab Highway, race 2.
Yeah, this week's Tab Highway is a Class 2. We don't have a lot of Class 2 highways. We're usually Class 3s and Class 1s. But this is over 1,200 metres today. We start with Mick the Hat, who's a $9.50 chance. Bryden May at $13. Zardoro. Now, Billy Owen will only claim 2 kilos here. 55.5, $13. Vigorish is at $15. Bullet Speed came out yesterday. 9 cents a win and 9 cents a place. Green Rain, back as a gelding today, at $3.50 in favourite. Revolver is at $34. Show Shy, named after me, at 19. Elm Court is a $6 chance. Then we go to Plonka at $4.60. Euro says out, no deduction. More Euros at 10. Wyendra's at 12. And Mo Time is a $71 chance. Well, roughly half as much again on Green Rain than there is on Elm Court. And they are the two standout chances. They're responsible for 2/3 of the total investment on the race.
Does this horse from Braywood go pretty quick?
Does, Andrew. That looks to be good speed, as we get with every highway. More Euros from the inside. Looks to kick up and hold. Elm Court led last start, but imagine they'd be happy to take a trail today. Plonka, Motime and Bryden May all come across from out wide, and So Shy shouldn't be too far away as well. So looks to be good speed here, Ron.
Yeah, there is. This is a good Class 2 highway, I reckon. A really good one for this time of year. I'm leaning Green Rain, the Matt Dunn factor. He looks a nice horse. First horse they backed Wednesday. a couple of trials. He's gelded this prep, did a good job winning his only start. Yep, I want to go his way. I'm really wary of these other two, though. Elm Court, number nine, he's Matt Dale, talking about experts at these highways. He gets the claim here. Well, she gets the claim, I must say. She's a filly, but she was very good at Albury. A little freshen up since. There's three winners out of that race. Looks strong form. Plonker, run fast time at Tamworth. Looks an up-and-coming three-year-old as well. And Wyendra, different horse first up. Look good and can go on with the job. But 6, 9, 10, 13, good race.
Yeah, same first four for me, Ronnie. I'll go with your fourth pick, Wyendra, here. She won for fun first up at Canberra, and she showed good ability in her maiden prep. And look, I think she's obviously back better than ever. She was well supported that day. They really hammered her late, and as I said, she won with a leg in the air, and comparatively, her time stacks up well with Elm Court's win. So I don't think there's a lot between the two horses there, and as a result, happy to swing Wander's way at the price. I think the danger is number 10, Plonker, similar to Kubrick in the first. Just got to take 1,000 metre form to 1,200, which is never easy, but he ran good time, as Ronnie touched on, at Tamworth, and certainly measures up here. Number 6, Green Rain, how do you knock him? Was well supported, only did just enough to win on debut. Returns as a gelding, has trialled well and in the right stable. And Elm Court as well, how do you knock her? Also in the right stable, Matty Dale. Won well first up, got away with it in front, but did a good job to put him away. So really competitive highway, but I'll side with Wyendra at the each way odds. My numbers 13, 10, 6 and 9.
Yeah, similar boxed up numbers for race caller Mitch Manners. He goes 6 Green Rain to beat 9, 13 and 10. 6, 9, 13 and 10. And don't forget the bonus bet offers available today at Rose Hill, Doomben and at Flemington. Races 1 to 3 if your horse runs second or third. And this market's changed. Glenn, the third, the Might and Power.
Well, I'll say that again. This is a benchmark 78 over 1,800 metres, a number of scratchings. So we'll start with So You Win, who's now a $5 chance. Musha Rib is favourite at $3.20. Braces is a $16 chance. Letter to Juliet out this morning, 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Madison Avenue, Billy Owen will only claim a kilo and a half here at 55.5. It's a $4.80 chance. High Mist is out, no deduction. Semper Fidelis at $8. Ombudsman out this morning, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Oliferous, taken out yesterday, runs in Brisbane, 18 cents a win and 14 cents a place. Eugene's Picks at $8. Wild About Her at $16. Jazzland is a $5 pop. Welsh Legend out yesterday, 11 cents a win and 10 cents a place. Romany Girl out this morning, 8 cents a win and 8 cents a place. And the Ladies Boy out, no deduction. Of those that are left, it is Musha Reb slightly in front of Jazzland.
Is it a pacey 1800, Simon?
Doesn't look that way, Andrew. All the speed was drawn to the inside and all the scratchings drawn wide. Whether the connections just did their speed maps and had a look, because the inside runners looked to get away with it fairly cheaply here. Madison Avenue, I'd imagine, leads from that inside. Jazzland presses forward and sits outside the lead. Musha, Evan, Semper, Fidelis, they trail that pair. So not a lot of speed, Ron.
No, it looks like Madison Avenue. I want Musha Rib to be ridden more aggressively today. Sure, he'll be right there anyway, so I think he's a good thing. I do. I've liked what I've seen from him. He's an import and he's second prep in Australia now. Really good winning with 60 kilos first up at Warwick Farm. And then just the pace of the race was a little against him there, and he just got a little bit flat-footed on the turn. But I still like the way he ran through the line there second up, indicating that 1,800 is absolutely perfect for him here today. I know he's... Richard says he's got a few tricks. I think he dumps the jockeys and stops on the track, but his race manners are quite solid. He was a little bit funny in the yard the other day, but if everything's okay with him, I think he just wins. He's lightly raced, he's progressive, and he's too good for this lot. So he wins the danger. He was good first up, and he's got that probably that class angle for this type of race, and I think two of his three wins have been second up. 12, Jazzland's an interesting horse. Has talent, good at Warwick Farm. The horse that beat us run well since, and he's on the up. He's lightly raced and progressive. And Madison Avenue, with that picnic up front, she has won three of the past four, so has to go in somewhere. 2, 1, 12 and 5.
Yeah, no surprise after scratchings, come up with the same four numbers. I'm with Jazz Land on top. I think he's a progressive horse. He recorded big wins at Wyong last time in at the Provincials and then came back at Warwick Farm. I thought he stuck on well over the mile there behind Vega, as Ronnie touched on. Still not sure how Vega got beat during the week, but a good performance first up. Should give him a good platform to improve here. Lands outside the lead, which is another tick for me. Lightweight, Rachel King riding well. I think he's going to be in it for a long way. I think the danger is number two, Musha Reb. Really high rating performance first up. And no surprise to see him come off that a touch on the Kenzo last start. I think he just got out sprinted, really. Out to 1,800, another tick. He gets the right run for Glenn Schofield. He's certainly going to make his presence felt. Number one, So You Win, just has a touch of class on his side. Good performance first up. If he can build on that further here, he should be really strong late. And number five, Madison Avenue, should lead these. And as Ronnie touched on, racing in really good form. She should measure up again here. But with Jazzland, I think he's progressive. I'm happy to side his way. My numbers 12, 2, 1 and 5.
Yeah, so too is Mitch Manners. He likes Jazzland for Christian Buchanan, number 12, to beat 1, 2 and 5. 12, 1, 2 and 5. Already getting emails coming into the station here. No fun, no Munsey sort of chat, normal chat about things. Really slick production this morning. So let's go to a break where, I don't know, we've got to get it all done by 8.58 and already I'm starting to panic.
Does your small business need new tools or equipment? Want to take advantage of the $20,000 instant asset tax write-off this financial year? If you answered yes, you need OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group are trusted by over 80,000 small businesses worldwide and have already lent over $10 billion globally. So, for a loan to upgrade your tools or equipment this end of financial year, visit ondeck.com.au today.
All loans are subject to lender approval. Talk to your tax advisor about your eligibility for asset write-offs.
Attention ladies, Dynamic Syndications with Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott proudly offer this ladies-only ownership syndicate. Bred to be early and quick, we have a superb cult to aim at the rich Magic Millions women's bonus. By exceeding Excel, the speed machine is the world's best two-year-old sire. From Everidge, she was a two-year-old stakes winner and won three races at two. At only $8,750 a share, sorry lads, this is just for the ladies. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360-808.
Looking for epic Queensland Winter Carnival action? Look to Group 1 Doomben Cup Day Saturday, featuring the might and the power in the Group 1 Doomben Cup. Those who would be queen in the Group 2 Roses and the black type beauties in the Bill Carter and Bright Shadow. There's only one place to look for Saturday's most exciting contests. Group 1 Doomben Cup Day, part of the 2019 TAB Queensland Winter Racing Carnival.
This June, one huge night in the battle for dominance. Mate versus mate, state versus state, in the first ever Professional Bull Riders Monster Energy Origin event at the ICC Theatre in the heart of Sydney. It's the ultimate bull riding battle for state pride. Queensland versus New South Wales. Don't miss the Professional Bull Riding Battle of Origin Saturday, June 1st. On sale now at tickettech.com.au. Buckle up, Sydney, and expect the unexpected.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, don't forget the bonus bet offers for Rosehill, Doomben and Flemington, races 1 to 3 today. That's where you'll be operating there if your horses run second or third. We're with Ron Duffersey, Simon Donopoulos from Racing and Sports and the TAB's Glenn Munsey. We're previewing Rosehill. Already emails coming through, not only on the slickness of this show this morning, but we didn't ask Duff what he really had for breakfast this morning. Duff, did you have anything?
I've had nothing. I've had absolutely nothing.
Nothing?
No. I've been stuck in a motel room and Munsey's down there feeding his face. I can't eat at 6 o'clock.
No, it's a bit early,
6 o'clock.
No.
Yeah, well, you could have come down and had a, I had a protein shake at 5, before I went for a walk and that. I was just sort of topping up, at 6.
Beijing, when I was down that elevator this morning, it was... There's a convention here, and no one can speak English.
Jeez.
Sounded like Ron's you last night when you got home from the Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
Righto, too much fun. Let's straighten it up here. We're on a slick production, and we're looking now at the first leg of today's Big Six. We're projected to get to 100,000, Glenn.
Yeah, and it's the Jimmy Cassidy Hall of Fame. Good on you, Pumper. And this is a benchmark 88 over 1,500. Have you bounced back after the car accident there? If he's back playing golf, you know he's going all right, Jimmy. So good luck to him.
Yeah.
And we start here with a scratching in another dollar. No deduction for it. Up and Rollin' is at $26. Zorkan is out. The deduction, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Star of the Seas is the $3.30 favourite. Turnberry with a cross noseband off at $5.50. Savakul, $5.50. Mawani Machine, a $9 chance. We go to Dagny at 41. Insensata at 15. Hogmanay is a $16 chance. Veladero at 26. Harmattan at $5.50. Al Merton, disappointing for us that it's a scratching. 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place out yesterday. Unbiased for Cody Morgan and Benny Looker down to town. It's a $10 chance. And Spencer is out. No deduction. Well, the most popular runner here is Mawani Machine. And there were very, very interesting comments this morning from Chris Waller talking about this. Not only the fact that the trial situation, but the sort of horse that he is. It's easily the most popular runner. We laid it at $15 straight up, then $11, then $8. It got back to $13 in the early bird special yesterday, $9 this morning. It's more than double the nearest runner in the race, and that is its stablemate, Star of the Seas.
Who takes it up here, Simon?
Turnberry looks to control from in front here. Comes across from out wide. Veladero also presses forward. Not sure if they want to roll with Up and Rolling, but wait and see. And from the inside, Harmattan looks to get all the favours up along the fence. The import, I should say, Marway Machine from that inside. Imagine it won't be too far away, Ron.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows what to think? Geez, anyone that doesn't bet, if they like something, and they're sure they like it, anyone that doesn't bet in that early bird special is crazy. The odds are pretty good. Getting back to the race, I'm gambling and guessing with Savakul here. I think she's got a bit of quality, this mare. I like them when Chris trials them within the week. She hit the line nicely. She's got a touch of quality about her. She's got a good winning strike rate. And she has won first up in the past. I just want to be with her. I'd love to be there just to run the eye over or get just that final tick off and just see how solid she stays in the market. But I'll gamble on her as far as the tip's concerned. Star of the Seas is the danger. He just doesn't run bad. He's had a few hard runs now, but there's no indications of him training off. Look, you can't tip this horse, with any confidence, Mawani Machine, but the writing's on the wall that he's going to run well. There's no doubt about that. So a hard horse to approach, but a hard horse to leave out, I must say. And Turnberry could well get a soft lead today, and that'll suit him because he's a bit of a fighter. And last time he led, he won there at, I think it was Wyong, 6-4, 7-5.
Yeah, sticking with Star of the Seas, just needs a bit of luck from that outside draw. Thought it was a really good performance behind Renewal there. It's, wouldn't say safely held, but beaten just over a length, but they gapped the rest, and it was a new peak for us. So it continues to race well, and the step up to 1,500 is another tick for me, Robbie Dolan. As I said, just needs to weave a bit of magic from that draw, but expect him to run well again this afternoon. I think the danger is number 12, Harmattan, similar to Star of the Seas. She just continues to race very well, this mare. Narrowly beaten at Hawkesbury last start behind Tamarack. Prior to that, narrowly beaten at Gosford behind White Boots. So just looks to get all the favours from that inside draw. I think she's going to present the winner at some stage. Big watch on number 6, Savakul, agree, Ronnie. And really nice trial during the week as well. She looks ready to sprint well fresh here, and I think she's in for a good campaign regardless of what she does today. And number 10, Hogmanay. Happy to spec him at each way odds today. I think he sets up well back in trip. Generally does his best racing at Rose Hill. And on his best form, he's more than capable here. So big spec on Hogmanay today. But I think Star of the Seas just needs a touch of luck in running. My numbers 4, 12, 6 and 10.
Hogmanay about $16 or $18 right now through TAB. The tip from Mitch Manners is 6 Savakul as well, follows you, Duff, to beat 4, 12 and 7. 6, 4, 12 and 7 for Mitch Manners in race 4, as I say. That's the first leg of today's Big 6, the Jim Cassidy Hall of Fame. And we had Pumper on the radio a couple of mornings ago, and he's making slow recovery, as Munn said. He's back playing golf, but he's looking forward, Duff. I don't know whether you heard the interview. I hope you did, but He's looking forward to being at the races today with some good friends and just being there and in recovery from that head-on car accident.
Yeah, we wish him all the best. He seems to be going okay, and he'll have a good day out there today with his mates.
He will, for sure. All right, to the Jack Denham Hall of Fame, Race 5, Glenn.
Yes, and Jack Denham was inducted into the Hall of Fame at the Gold Coast many years ago. I was actually there that night and accepted the induction for Jack Thompson on the same night. And I think that's about, it's at least 10 years ago now, but Jack Denham, Hall of Fame here, a benchmark.
How long the speech got? Acceptance.
It went for an hour. and it was, you know.
It's so long
it wasn't
ago
as good as Johnny
hair.
Mars last night. Yeah, Johnny Mars was the best speech last night. He brought Stephen King and Brett Prebble up to the stage to help him. But it was very, very good. No, but this is a benchmark 74 over 1,100 metres today. And Dynamite it here. We start with it. It's $11. Sky Ray with the tongue tie off at $26. Above and Beyond is a $10 pop. Oxford Tycoon back from injury that Kim told us about, that little problem behind the knee. It's a $6 chance. Tchaikovsky is out. The deduction, 6 cents a win and 6 cents a place. Call Me Royal, $4.20, and that price makes it favourite. We've got Fiera Vista with a cross noseband on, a tongue tie on and a lugging bit on. It is a $41 chance. Transmitter at $9.50. Captain Courageous at $26. Exceltic, Sam Clinton, no claim. She'll ride it at 56 kilos. $11. Concrete came out Thursday. 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Legislation is a $10 chance. Host Win Supreme, Glenn Schofield, a half over at $10. Burning Crown is a $7 chance. And Amarita, Tommy Berry, to ride a kilo over at 54 is a $14 chance. Not an overly vigorous betting race this. The most popular runner is Oxford Tycoon in front of Call Me Royal, then Transmitter and Amarita.
Is Call Me Royal going to be leading this race?
Yeah, it looks that way, Andrew. She hasn't looked all that sharp at the trials, but worth noting, she didn't wear blinkers, so they'll obviously be on today, and imagine she'll show that customary speed we know her to have. Captain Courageous looks to come across from the wide draw. Host Win Supreme, I can imagine he can kick up, and from the inside, Above and Beyond and Oxford Tycoon, they just trail up there. So I think it's just a solid tempo here, Ron.
Yeah, quick enough, as you'd expect for 1,100. It seems that they usually push on there at Rose Hill, being, you know, a bit of an on-pace track and distance. Look, very rarely you see the Waterhouse Bot horses have easy trials under a hold, and this filly has. And like you said, Simon's without the blinkers. She looks in order, I tell you. She's solid in the market. She showed really good fight in a couple of runs last preparation. She wasn't overtaxed. This could be her prep. I like her. Even Luck, I think she's very hard to beat. Exceltic will run on. Did a good job first up in I would have thought it was a little bit tougher race than this, and the 1,100 suits better. Oxford Tycoon's a huge query. He's a very talented horse. Just match practice. It comes down to match practice. But he gets a nice little run here just off them, and he can't do anything bar run well. It's just a matter of he's tuned up. And Gary sounded pretty hot on, not hot, but he sounded very confident Above and Beyond had run well here. Another one from a good draw with the claim, I have to include him. 6, 10, 4 and 3.
Yeah, it looks a good race. I'm happy to spec. We'll take a chance with Oxford Tycoon. Ron in touch on this morning with Kim Moore. Started 380 in the Rosebud. You're getting $6 in a benchmark 74. I know he's off a long break. Kim, obviously, as she's touched on this morning, had that tendon issue, which saw him fail in the Rosebud. But he looks in good order. His recent trial at Newcastle, when you look at the sectionals, he's almost broke 33 home there. So confident he's back in good order and just gets the perfect trail from that inside draw. Obviously, a slight question mark coming back from an injury. But if he's right, he's going to take a power of beating. And at $6, Happy to find out with him this afternoon. I think the danger is number 6, Call Me Royal. When I first looked at her trials, I was a bit, I wouldn't say disappointed, but then when you look back and realise she didn't have the blinkers on, I can take, she's had two trials now, so she's fit enough to sprint well fresh here, and on her form last time in, she's going to be in it for a long way. Number 8, Transmitter. If she drew a better gate, I would have elevated her in the tip. She's got really strong collateral form. She bumped into Sylvia's mother and Alassio at Canterbury there and then won well prior to a break. I thought she trialled well behind a stablemate, Deprive. Only lightly raced. Expect her to run well. And number 15, Amarita. She steps up sharply in grey, but I think she should have won last start and she looks to be a promising filly, so she can run well. But good race. I'm happy to spec Oxford Tycoon. Just hoping he can run up to his best this afternoon. My numbers 4, 6, 8 and 15.
Mitch Manners goes for 6, Call Me Royal, to beat 4, 8 and 10. 6, 4, 8 and 10 in the Jack Denham Hall of Fame. Of course, if you're looking for epic Queensland Winter Carnival action, it's on today, Group 1 Doomben Cup Day. It features the Cup. There's the final race, the Doomben Roses. There's the Black Tie Beauties in the Bill Carter and the Bright Shadow. There's only one place for today's most exciting contests. It's Group 1 Doomben Cup Day. Today, it's a part of the 2019 TAB Queensland Winter Racing Carnival. We move now to race number 6, Glenn, named in honour of, well, and a trainer that we'll be talking about for the rest of our lives, J.B. Cummings.
Yes, and I think he's one of the legends, legend status in the Hall of Fame, yes. Yep. And, of course, so you think. Duncan Ramage in his speech last night said that would probably, that will be the last horse that Bart and Dado Tam Chim Nam associated with that will go in to the Hall of Fame, and what a horse he was, so you think. But the J.B. Cummings Hall of Fame here, a benchmark 78 over 1400 metres, starting with Shakora here at $14. Our Rockabye Baby out, no deduction. Strome is a $14 chance. AC Tong D at $34. Levy Bank at $23. Tory Joys at $8. Our Belisa at $81. Eways or Awaze at $14. Reel 'em in Ruby, the favourite, at $2.30. Gen Rules at $8. Alnas is a $7.50 chance. Bella Success at $15. Lady of Shalott out, no deduction. And Constellations is a $10 chance. We'll reel 'em in Ruby, a fraction under half the total investment on the race here. Three times as much money as the second pick, which is Gen Rules. And third pick is Constellations, slightly in front of Levy Bank for Grazie Vella up from Canberra.
Yeah, Constellations, an interesting one here. Who takes it up, Simon?
AC Tongdi looked your leader, Andrew, from out wide, but doesn't look to be a lot of speed or pressure in the race. Constellations and Tory Joy press forward. I think Gen Rules uses that inside draw to her advantage. Our Belisa possibly presses forward, given there doesn't look to be a lot of speed on paper. As for the favourite, Reel 'em in Ruby, Ron, do they look to be a bit more aggressive with her, given the lack of speed?
Well, you don't want to be last. You know, you've got to be a little bit aggressive and try and slot in their midfield. I think the Racing New South Wales map has a midfield, finding a nice little run there. And everyone's saying slow early speed, which sometimes generates a little bit more than expected. So Tory Joy fresh, whether she wants to go forward, is how far forward she wants to go is a question mark. But all in all, a tricky map and hard to back a back marker with a map like this at $2.30. But she pretty well picks herself. At least she's got a turn of speed. She was good first up, excellent second up, lightly raced. She looks like she'll eat up 1,400 metres here. Bigger track should suit her. Look, she's top pick and hard to beat. Tory Joy, all depends how forward she is. Usually takes a run or two to come to hand, but one to watch here. Well, if you're backing the favourite, if you listen to Tommy Berry this morning, you've got to have a saver at $10 on Constellations, obviously. This mare giving a really good feel at the Newcastle Maiden there, and to the eye, she was very good as well. I didn't really look up the times there, but you don't have to sometimes. You just look at that performance. It was excellent. And Strome is just a classic case of an informed fit mare now, and she'll run on no matter what happens. Would have liked to have seen a little bit more speed up front for her. 9, 6, big query, 14 and 3.
Yeah, I think it's a really tricky race to kick off the quaddy. I'm with Team Snowden, but away from the favourite, with Jen Rules. Do you think she brings better form into this race? She was a good winner at Kembla, only narrow, but did enough to win there. And then thought her performance behind the Burnham was pretty solid there. She finished sixth, just beaten over a length, drops back in grade for this. And I just think she'll get the perfect run from that inside draw. Imagine she just tracks the speed, and I think she's going to get the jump on her stablemate, which is why I'm happy to lean her way, especially at the price each way. I think she'll certainly run well. Number 11, Al Nass, I've got it's a danger. Really good performance first up, and the Joe Pride stable is certainly flying at the moment, more than 22% from his last 50 runners. I think she can build on that further second up. She's going to be in the finish. Number 9, Real Men Ruby. The only knock for me is the price. If Tommy is able to get into that position on the map from Racing New South Wales, she's going to be hard to beat. I just think she's too well found for me. I couldn't mark her that short. And number 3, Strome, back in good order and two runs back this time in. Should be near a top third up. She possibly settles closer from the inside draw. She can run well. But I think Jen Rills just gets that perfect run, and happy to back her each way. My numbers 10, 11, 9 and 3.
For race caller Mitch Manners, he likes Reel 'Em in Ruby number 9 to beat 10, 3 and 6. 9, 10, 3 and 6. After the break, we'll be looking at the feature race today at Rose Hill, the Lord Mayor's Cup. And don't forget tomorrow for feature racing around New South Wales, it's Gunnedah Cup Day. Showcase prize money. The cup is worth $40,000. At the moment, Gunnedah is a soft 6. Back in a moment to look at the Lord Mayor's Cup.
It's the Southern Hemisphere's number one sale of its type. The Magic Millions National Wheeling Sale, May 22 to 24 on the Gold Coast. Over 725 lots by a record 119 individual sires, including 28 exciting first season stallions. Graduates of the sale include Group 1 stars Fiero, Zoo Star, Seasons Bloom and Red Cell. It's also the premier sale for Pinhook Success. View the online catalogue now at magicmillions.com.au. The Magic Millions National Wheeling Sale on the Gold Coast, May 22 to 24. The biggest, the best.
Tabs, who are you backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1 to 3 at Doomben, Rose Hill and Flemington, does Tab give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on! Plus, in a Tab venue, you'll get the same offer on races 4 and 5. Who are you backing? Tab.
Includes SANWA residents. Tab account fixed odds, win bets only. TNCs at website, gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help at 1-800-858-858.
Join us at Royal Randwick for Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation Race Day on Saturday, May 25. Featuring an exciting 9-race fixture in support of Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation. Book your winter racing hospitality package and share the warmth with winter racing. Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation Race Day at Royal Randwick. Advance tickets from $15. Hospitality packages from $80. Book now at theraces.com.au.
Coringle Stud introduces the outstanding stallion prospect Price Icon to stand his first season in 2019. Price Icon won or placed in all 7 of his starts at 2, including winning the listed Fern Hill and Group 1 Champagne Stakes before an emphatic victory in the VRC Derby. He's a winner of more than $2.1 million in prize money and a clone of his champion sire More Than Ready. Price Icon will stand at an introductory fee of $11,000 and all-inclusive packages are available. For details, visit coringlestud.com.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ, Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central. We're with the guys and we're looking at Rose Hill and we're up to the feature race, Glenn, the Lord Mayor's Cup.
Yeah, should we put a market up with the Clover turns up to present the trophy? She is the Lord Mayor of Sydney, Clover Moore. But let's get into the market anyway. Destiny's Kiss here, the old boy. He's a $31 chance. 60s Groove came out yesterday. He's running here in Brisbane. 10 cents a win and 10 cents a place at deduction there. The Wagga Cup winner, Abdon, is an $8.50 chance. Cassidon out this morning, no deduction. Grey Lion at $4, and that price makes it favourite. Takamochi is at $18. Morton's Fork out, no deduction. Emperor's Way at $6.50. Allwood is a $26 chance. Black on Gold at $21. High Bridge with the blinkers on at $51. Live and Free, $4.60. Girl Tuesday at $8.50. Tamarack at $8.50. Kel Storm at $34. White Boots is a $13 pop. And Valentino Rossa out, no deduction. The most popular runner here, about 40% of the total hold, is Grey Lion. Second pick is Live and Free. And third pick, a very, very long way away from those two runners, is White Boots. Just yet, well, 60s Groove is now out. So they're the top three in the feature of the Lord Mayor's Cup.
And Simon, there's a large group of these that have been running at 2,000 multiple times.
Yeah, and expect an even tempo here, Andrew. Takamochi from out wide looks to press over and lead. I think White Boots kicks up from that inside and won't be too far off them. Girl Tuesday can show a bit of speed. Allwood and then Emperor's Way gets a nice suck run from the inside. Imagine your favourite Grey Lion got a long way back, but listening to Matty Smith this morning, imagine he'll be closer in the run, Ron.
Yeah, especially, you know, inside him you've got Destiny's Kiss and Kel Storm, barriers 2 and 3, so you'd expect he'd clear those two horses and could even end up three back the fence behind Emperor's Way here. So it mightn't be too bad for him. The more I look at it, the more I hate to tip against him. He looks still very likeable, the favourite, but I just sort of pegged him as a horse to follow Live and Free last start. He had the 61 kilos he carried there. He's only a little fella. He was second up, beautiful improvement. He looks to be going well. Third up, looks a target race, 53. I'll lean his way. I think it's a two-horse race, I do. Grey Lion's the danger. Absolutely airborne for the new stable. He's obviously worked him out, Matt. Abdon will poke away there off a Wagga Cup win. Back to the dry, though. And Girl Tuesday, just a suspicion she was back on track winning last time. And you'd just like to see it do it again. 12-5-3-13.
Yeah, agree, Ronnie. I think it's a race in two, but have it the other way. Hard not to tip Grey Lion. He absolutely bolted in the JRA plate last start, got a long way back, and, geez, he showed a good turn of foot. He's been back to the trials, and, you know, they don't trial any better for a stay to do what he did over 1,200. No question this horse. He's flying, and interesting listening to Matt this morning suggested training him more like a spinner or in his work, so that's why he showed that turn of foot. I think if he does it again, he'll win. So got him clearly on top from number 12, Live and Free. I think it's the only danger in the race. Good performance, second up. He should appreciate the step up to 2,000 metres. Expect him to run well down in the weights. Number 8, Emperor's Way, continues to sort of be around the mark, just lacks that killer punch. But from the inside draw, he shouldn't be far off them. Number 13, Girl Tuesday, back on track last start. Have to give her a chance. And if you're going wider, number 16, White Boots, continues to race well. He'll press forward and should be in it for a long way. But, yeah, found it very hard not to tip Grey Lion. The win was very impressive, and then he franked it at the trials again. So clearly on top for me. My numbers 5, 12, 8 and 13.
Yeah, Mitch Manners is with you. Grey Lion, number 5, to beat 3, 12 and 8. 5, 3, 12 and 8. That's the Lord Mayor's Cup, race 7 today at 3.15. And just looking at social media, Munns has been up and about already this morning, posting just how that good studio is looking after you there at Radio Tab.
Sorry, yes, Andrew. I've got the golf on the top. I've got Fox Sports News and I've got the golf right in the middle and then your lemon spread on the end. Which is, you know, quite harrowing at this time of the morning, I know that. And one of your last ad reads there, Andrew, I thought at the end you were going to, you know, burst into a Clive Palmer-type rendition there. It was very, very stirring. It wasn't Churchillian, but it was, you know, Clive Palmerish anyway on this election day, and it was very good. But, yeah, lovely to see you there. You know, I much prefer Ray Thomas's attire when he gets on the camera there, has the tie on each and every week. So we might just give you a lift your standard a couple of it. And it's interesting to know that, you know, we are padding quite well here because it's 8:48 and we've only got two races to go.
I think that
drop from Simon, it was very, very
okay.
Important.
Andrew, Glenn's got to be gone by 5 to 9 because he's got to pick me up for the preview at 9:30.
You'll be right. I'll get you there. I want to get some Brisbane tips before you go. So let's rush into us quick. Let's get it done. Race 8, so you think.
Yeah, well, he was inducted last night into the Australian Racing Hall of Fame. We're talking about So You Think, and he's got the race named in his honour, Race 8, which is a three-year-olds and upwards benchmark 88 over 1,200 metres. And we start with Gresham here, who's a $23 chance. Tougher than the rest is Out No Deduction. Same could be said for Star Reflection. Top Striker is at $21. News Fan is a $4.80 chance. Deprive, $2.40 and favourite. Piracy is at $10. Problem Solver is at $10. Zonk out this morning, 12 cents a win and 11 cents a place. No Doubt out, No Deduction. Miss Q out yesterday, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Gibraltar Girl out this morning, No Deduction. Desert Lord, $3.90. La Chica Bella at $41. Island Missile at $21. Oriental Runner at $21. And Got the Gosses out, No Deduction. Now, tick over half the investment on the race is on Deprive here. Just having a look, he went up 240 this morning. He's still there. Second pick a very long way away now with Zonk out, No Doubt out, is actually just Desert Lord in front of News Fan and then Top Striker.
And we've lost our leader here. Zonk, much other pace, Simon?
Yeah, sort of throws the race up in the air a touch. Oriental Runner can press forward. Desert Lord, I'm not sure 1,200 he could lead these, but he'll show speed. Problem Solver looks to kick up and get a nice suck run from that inside draw. I'd imagine now Top Striker probably takes up the running from the wide draw. News Fan, I'm not too sure what they do now, Ron. They probably still go back.
Yeah, there's worrying signs with this map, especially with the favourite now. I think he loved it when Zonk was running along. So I think the scratching of Zonk hasn't helped Deprive. Another race, I think it's a race in two, but he looks trained up to sprint well fresh. Deprive, he looks promising. His recent trial was great, and just give him a split at the right time here, and I think he ambushes them. 13's the danger. It's probably helps him, the scratching. Desert Lord, he's just going to be right there. If not, just behind the lead, he could even take it up. His trial was fantastic, went to the line under a hold. They're the two for me here. Problem Solver, she's a mare that hasn't had a lot of luck, and I think she gets maybe a few more favours here today, and she could poke her head in the frame there at double figure odds. And News Fan, how can you leave her out with a record like that? 6-3, I think they're the two, and then 8-5.
Yeah, with you with Deprive, Ronnie. I suppose the only I agree is on coming out doesn't help his chances too much, but I guess now with all the scratchings in the smaller field, if he is to get back, at least he won't be spotting them as big a start. So he needs a touch of luck, but Glenn Schofield knows him well. He's won and bought him both times. He's a really progressive horse. I'd imagine he's going to go to Queensland and be competitive in their better races. Just needs a touch of luck to get through. But if he gets clear air, I think it'd be too good for him. I think the danger is number 5, News Fan. Just the fact he's probably going to go back towards the rear is a big question mark for me, but she's a very, very talented mare and can certainly reel off a sectional. So if she's close enough, I think she's certainly going to be in the finish. Number 13, Desert Lord. My one question mark was just whether they'd be a bit sharp for him over 1,200, but trialled very well during the week, and he probably has been the most advantaged from the scratchings. He gets a lovely run from that inside. And of the rest, number 8, Problem Solver. I think she gets a perfect run today from that inside draw and expect her to bounce back to her best, which is certainly good enough. But I think Deprive is a very, very promising horse and certainly in his corner. My numbers 6, 5, 13 and 8.
I said 6-3. I
yeah.
said 6-13.
Yep.
6-13, 8-5.
Yeah, 6-13, 8-5 from Duff. And Mitch Manners goes 6, Deprive, to beat 13-5-4. 6-13-5-4 for Mitch Manners in race 8. The last, a few scratchings here as well this morning, the Hugh Bowman Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and he spoke absolutely magnificently again last night, Huey. I just don't know whether the rest has done him so much good. He seems, you know, very, very happy with himself, and he spoke excellently last night accepting his induction into the Australian Racing Hall of Fame, and he has the race, the last named in his honour today, which is a benchmark 78 over 1,400 metres, starting with Kanachi, who's a $31 chance. Mapmaker at $7.50. Manhattan Mist at 10. Ron Star, running here in Brisbane, came out yesterday, 13 cents a win and 11 cents a place. Asterius is a $10 chance. Charmers, the dual acceptor, scratched on Wednesday, 8 cents a win and 8 cents a place. Chapelco out this morning, No Deduction. Echo Jet at $8.50. Monsieur Sisu, he's loved to have him back, at $8.50. Gorgon Bees at $31. Colonel Jackson, back as a gelding and also bone chips in the near side knee removed for Concaracatsanis, it's an $18 chance. Calculated with the offside bubble cheeker on, it's at $6.50. Red Current, Sam Clayton takes the ride there. She won't claim at all, 56 kilos. Bar plates on the front and synthetic hoof filler as well. It's a $9 chance. Nico Ladd out this morning, 16 cents to win and 13 cents to place. Rock and Ruga, blinkers off at $6.50. Cuban Royale at $19. Then we go to Something Fast, who's a $11 chance. The Chalk at $34. And Dylan's Romance is a scratching. Well, of all the scratchings here, the most popular runner now becomes, let me have a look here, is actually Manhattan Mist with all the scratchings, just in front of Asterius. Then Calculated, Red Current. They're the top four in the last.
Good on you, Munch. You have a good day there in Brisbane.
Yes, Andrew, and don't keep Ronnie too long because I don't want to disturb my driver because, you know, he should be out in front. Please. We just roll past and he's got to jump into the car and get there to continue. Well, I'll get his tips and get Simon's off, tips in the last before I go. But lovely to see that we have got to the line here, Andrew, at 8:54.
Good on you, Glenn. Glenn Munsey there. Pace in the last, Simon.
Yeah, looks a good tempo, Andrew. No surprise in the big field. Rock and Ruger only knows one way. He'll press forward. Cuban Royale, Monsieur Susu drawn inside him. They press forward. Manhattan Miss, Mapmaker, and from out wide, Echo Jet, I think, also comes across. So we should get a solid tempo, Ron.
Do the obviously, on paper, it looks the toughest race of the day. There's different...
The lottery.
Yeah. In saying that, I'm really happy to take the gamble with Calculated here. He's had his injury problems since last year when he ran, I think it was third, to Parada in the Magic Millions Guineas. And considering he's only had... Then he would come back and run the far lap and he went straight back out, obviously. After that, and he had a year off, so he's obviously had a suspensory or something. But two runs back, he was just fair, and then he just showed that little bit of glimpse of form there last time behind White Boots. And I loved his trial since, and that's only on Monday. So there's just little indications that he's back on track. And this is if he is back on track, this is a beautiful race for him. I want to spec him. I have specced him already. 12 on top. I think the danger is number two here, Mapmaker. Good race for him this time of year, this grade. He gets the claim for an informed 3 kilo experienced apprentice. 15, yeah. Rock and Ruger. Going to be in the right spot all the way. And he's got to come from last, but look out for a flashing finish like last time from Asterius. 12, 2, 15, and 5.
Yeah, lottery and a finish today. If you're playing the quaddy, I wouldn't turn you away from taking field in the last. I think it's that sort of race. I'm with Rock and Ruger. Really impressive win first up and then disappointing last start. But he ran a clear peak first up and just came off at last start. So whether he can bounce back, the blinkers come off, he leads. If he runs up to his Kembla Grange win, he'll be there. Of the rest, 8 Echo Jet. Number 12, Calculator, as Ronnie touched on, think's got a good chance. And one at odds, number 18, Chalk. Wasn't beaten far behind Senior Fox first up and last start, never got his chance. He's a good chance at good odds in the last, but, yeah, no real idea here. My numbers 15, 8, 12 and 18.
Mitch Manners likes 12 as well. Calculated to be 2, 3 and 17. 12, 2, 3 and 17. Your best, Simon?
Yeah, I got two, Andrew. Race 7, number 5, Grey Lion. I think if he repeats, he's going to be very hard to beat. And race 8, number 6, Deprive, I think he's a very, very promising horse.
Thank you, Simon. Simon Denopoulos there from Racing and Sports. Your best, Duff?
Masharab. Race 3, number 2, Masharab. I think he'll be very hard to beat in race 3.
And your best in Brisbane?
Oh, it's a good betting program in Brisbane. Isurian looks set up for Godolphin in race 6. Race 6, number 7, Isurian. I also thought Quilista might win race 5, her two runs for Snowden are great.
Ron Duffacy, Simon Denopoulos, Glenn Munsey completing our Rose Hill preview. Stay with Sky for more previews coming up.
Sky Sports Radio and Racing New South Wales would like to congratulate all the recipients in this year's Australian Racing Hall of Fame.
But she's well clear, Winks. Today we farewell an Australian icon, the greatest of all time.
Current leading
Sydney jockey Hugh Bowman has been inducted, along with Brent Thompson, as well as recently retired trainer John Maher, while former Victorian racing steward Pat Lawler was included as an associate.
In the horses category, Beau Rogue, So You Think, Bal Marino and Hallmark were inducted.
All achievements have been outstanding, and we thank all inductees for playing such an important role in Australian thoroughbred racing.
Looking for epic Queensland Winter Carnival action? Look to Group 1 Doomben Cup Day Saturday, featuring the might and the power in the Group 1 Doomben Cup. Those who would be queen in the Group 2 Roses and the black tie beauties in the Bill Carter and Bright Shadow. There's only one place to look for Saturday's most exciting contests. Group 1 Doomben Cup Day, part of the 2019 TAB Queensland Winter Racing Carnival.
Kevin Tari dashes away in the Randwick Guineas.
Introducing the best miler of his generation, Kevin Tari, a strikingly handsome son of Lonro and record-breaking Group 1 Randwick Guineas winner. His victory is rated by Timeform as the best ever in the race's history, beating fellow Group 1 winners, Trapeze Artist, Ace High and Argento. Kevin Tari, now standing at Dali for $33,000, including GST. Start with a Dali Stallion and the rest will follow.
This June, one huge night in the battle for dominance. Mate versus mate, state versus state, in the first ever professional bull riders Monster Energy Origin event at the ICC Theater in the heart of Sydney. It's the ultimate bull riding battle for state pride. Queensland versus New South Wales. Don't miss the professional bull riding battle of Origin Saturday, June 1st. On sale now at Ticketek.com.au. Buckle up, Sydney, and expect the unexpected.
Here comes Fasika. It just swept to the front 150 out and is roaring away. Fasika with the ears pricked. How easy was that?
Increase your chances of owning a winner by joining Tricolours Racing and Syndications. Tricolours currently has shares available in some of the country's most exciting young stallions, with our Group 1 winning trainers Joe Fry, Tony McAvoy and John Sargent. With a strike rate of over 25% winners to runners, Tricolours is your best chance of experiencing the thrill of owning a winner. Visit tricolours.com.au today. AFSL 36964.
Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ. We've completed looking at Rose Hill, reminding you that it is Hall of Fame Day out there. And we've mentioned Jim Cassidy, but for members, there's going to be a special function held at around 10:30 in the members area. The members gates open at 10:15, general admission at 10:30. You'll have Pumper, you'll have Anthony Cummings, all talking to the members there in the Palms Brasserie. That will occur at around 10:30 this morning, with an early start, Rose Hill starting at 11:30 this morning, right here on Sky Sports Radio. Now, let's turn to Flemington, and it's a fine day down there. Started pretty cool, according to Liam O'Keefe. The track is a good four, and the rail back into the true. Race one, take out 6 and 9. Race two, number 10. The third is clear. Race four, 12 and 13. Race five, 2, 7, 14, 16 and 18. Race six, take out 5, 13 and 14. Race seven, 4, 7, 11, 12, 13, 16 and 17. And race eight, the last scratchings, take out 1, 2 and 12. And a couple of riders in race seven, right down the bottom. 19, the Mallee Mob is Michael Poy. 7:19, Michael Poy. And in the same race, number 22, Away Toff, is Bo Mertens. 7:22, Bo Mertens. Dean Lester, good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Andrew.
How's Flemington look? First time in the through, I think Liam said, since February.
Yeah, or probably Australian Cup time around then.
Yeah.
Plenty of meetings out wider. Looking forward to it. Big fields, pretty evenly graded races, but hopefully some value there.
And Mark Hutter's done the form as well as normal. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew.
How's it look through your eyes? A similar vein, or you got some confidence?
Nah, it's pretty tough. A few of the ones I liked off at good odds actually got scratched. So you wake up and there's three or four scratched and you're back to the drawing board, but we'll see how we go.
You change your thoughts. We had Hall of Fames last night that we've spoken about, Dean. Lots of current players being inducted into the Hall of Fame, and one from Victoria that we should mention at this time is Pat Lawler, a former Chief Steward for, well, would have been under the VRC for a good portion, and then Racing Victoria?
Yes, Andrew. He was he took over from Jim Mahern in about 1978, I reckon, and was Chief Steward until 96 when Des Gleeson took over. And, yeah, Racing Victoria was put together in about 94. So, yeah, he was mainly under the, as the VRC Chief Steward.
Yeah, and last night he was inducted into the Hall of Fame as an associate. So congratulations to all that got inducted last night. And one of those is Hugh Bowman. The Hall of Fame trophy kicks it off at Flemington. Number one, Three Legs In, currently at $12 a tab. Two, Independent Road at $5.50. Three, The Pugilist at $4.40. Down to five, Levin Lass at $8. Number seven, La Lucia, Lucchiola. Am I close, Dean?
No.
No. Lucchiola. Am I getting closer, Dean?
Meatloaf, two out of three ain't bad. You've got one more try. Come on.
No, you can do it. You can
no,
do it.
No, I've lost confidence, and we're only at race one. Fair dinkum. How am I going to go for the rest of the day? It's at $4 if you're not going to help me. Fane at 11, and down to 11, St. Edward's Crown at $4.60. Been a couple of scratchings, so the there's only been one. I only note St. Edward's Crown here, Dean, opened at 10. Back on Wednesday, it's now at $4.60.
Yeah, it's an interesting runner, Andrew. Ran against the older horses and ran very well at Seymour and what looked not a bad maiden. I didn't learn pronounce number seven because I don't like it. I'm tipping one at it. Just a look, it's a race I'm not that keen to get involved in, but I thought a horse, number four, Fabulansky's, caught my eye both times pre-race in the mounting yard. He's a really nice horse. He's had two runs at 1,000 metres, which hasn't suited. He's had an apprentice rider. He goes up to 1,400, very similar to what Robbie Lang did with his sire Polanski around this time a few years ago, and gets a senior rider in Jamie Mott. A small play on him at the odds in a race I think is very tricky. Independent Road was fantastic on debut. If it's a run on track, he's right in play because he's going to have to settle back. He ran the best last 200 of the meeting at Bendigo. That was the race that Levin Lass won at every possible chance after a good run on debut at Ballarat, and 11 St. Edward's Crown, as you mentioned, being well found off the good run against the older horses. But small player number four in a tricky race. 4, 2, 5, 11.
Yeah, I'll throw another one in, number three, The Pugilist, who's jumping up from a couple of 1,050 metre starts. But, gee, you can do that, Tony McAvoy. He gets them up to a trip and they seem to fire. I think it'll get a beautiful run behind the speed here to beat number two, Independent Road. It was a terrific debut. It just draws to need luck. It'll probably go back and just needs luck to get in and get a drag into the race. Number five, Levin Lass, made good ground on debut late and then given every possible hope at Bendigo. And I put number eight, Fane, in for fourth. I didn't really know where to go after the top three. I'll go 3, 2, 5, then eight.
I think he's having a pot at me, Matt Hill. Who do you reckon he tips on top? Please. Seven on top.
La Lukiaka. He doesn't hit La Lukiaka, does he?
Yeah, he does. Seven on top to be 2, 1, and 5. 7, 2, 1, and 5 in race one. Race two, the Brent Thompson Hall of Fame. Truly Discreet, number one, is at $12 a tab. Two, Ocean Deep at $3.80. Down to four, So Far So Cool at $13. Five, My Biddy at $5.50. Six, Josephine C at $7.50. Seven, Kingsbrook at $5. Eight, Ice Girl, currently $11. Nine, Prior or Prior Eclipse at $7. 11, Absolute Heaven at $11. And the bottom one is an outsider. Mark, which way do you go here over the 1,400?
Yeah, I thought this is a tough race, two horses. A lot of non-winners here. I'll go with number nine, Prior Eclipse, who I think is going really well. It's coming back in trip, which suits. It's got their 3 kilo claim. I think it will park just behind the speed, get every possible chance. And if I was going to have a bet in the race, it'd be it each way to beat number two, Ocean Deep, who pushes forward from that gate, just needs some luck, but at least got a win on the board last time. 11, Absolute Heaven. Going to go forward and give you a great sight. Just might need one more. And then seven, Kingsbrook, who's going well but does look better on softer ground. Reasons why most can't win, I'll go 9, 2, 11, 7.
I'm going to go with Absolute Heaven. I know she's only second up, but at least she's relatively fresh. A few of these have been round a bit, and I just thought she might be the one on the up with a light weight. And I think she's got a good chance to beat two, Ocean Deep. Different challenge for it today, up in weight from an awkward draw, but it's pretty reliable in this grade. Seven Kings Brook off a low-pressure win at Warrnambool. I just thought it would be running on. And interesting that Josephine C's now being tried at 1,400 metres. Don't know if she'll run it, but she's going to get a great run from the draw. But, probably the race I've got least interest in on the program. 11, 2, 7 and 6.
Matt Hill likes 2, Ocean Deep, to beat 5, 9 and 7. 2, 5, 9 and 7 in race 2. Race 3, the Pat Lawler Hall of Fame. And in this one over the 1,000 down the straight, number 2, Vandepur, is the current second pick at 3.50. Miss Leonides, number 3, the favourite at the moment at $2.80. 4, Invincible L at $7.50. 5, Moonlover, currently at $19 a tab. 6, Superhard at 5. 7, Smart Coupe at 8. And that about tells the tale. The next best is Rewarding Laughter at $61. Miss Leonides, actually, Dean, will give us a bit of form line around Iconoclasm, who runs later in the Goodwood.
I suppose so, Andrew. Running third there last start. She's back to 1,000 and well-suited. And it's not one I've ever really tipped, but I think she's got a great chance here. She can just do her own thing down the straight and be hard to beat. Bandipur is running well. He's going to be very competitive again. 7 Smart Coupes trialled up quite well. Trialled with Booker recently at Flemington. And Super Hard, if he gets the right scenario, can really slingshot here late and run well. But I'm with Miss Leonides to just probably roll along, do her own thing and be hard to beat. 3, 2, 7 and 6.
Yeah, I'm very similar. I'm with Miss Leonides as well. I think better suited back to the 1,000 metres. It's raced well down the straight. It's in terrific form. And if you do a map, there's not much pressure. It's probably got Moonlover inside it. Won't be far away from it, but should get a really easy run. I think it's just got to hold its form, run to its best, and it should be winning. I think number 2, Bandipur, is the danger, given a fantastic ride last time. But it's right in the zone, this horse. It'll be midfield, just coming to the outside and chasing. 6, Super Hard. Won a race really impressively 3 starts ago. It'll be running on late. And 7 Smart Coupe is a good horse and will be running on also. But I think 3 dominates, 2 the danger, 3, 2, 6 and 7.
Yeah, Matt Hill feels the same way. 3 on top to beat 7, 2 and 4. 3, 7, 2 and 4 for Matt in race number 3. Race 4, the Hallmark, the horse who was inducted last night into the Hall of Fame. Hawks Racing here have the toppy outrageous number 1, a $12 chance. Separate number 2, even in the last 6 minutes. So since 9 o'clock, guys, when everyone starts to really focus in, it's gone 4 to $3.40 in 7 minutes. Number 2, Separate. 3, Big Night Out at $2.50. 4, Spielberg at 10. 6, Crockett at 17. 7, Juniper, $11 at the moment. And number 11, Thunderdome, is at $9. So already this morning, Mark, Separate, Big Night Out's the favourite, $2.50, but Separate already $3.40.
Yeah, I think they're the two chances, and I'm going with number 2, Separate. I think it's just racing so consistently here. It's got a great barrier draw. It'll park just behind the speed. Got a terrific claim here for Lewis German. The speed should be genuine. Give it every chance. It'll hit the front. And I think it'll have to hold off number 3, Big Night Out, who should be parked right on its back following it through. It's in great form. I think they'll dominate the race. Number 1, Outrageous, just needs to get forward without pulling too hard. Then it's got a hope. And I put number 6, Crockett, in, who disappointed badly last time. Maybe it will go better at Flemington. We'll give it one more chance. 2 and 3 to dominate. 2, 3, 1, 6.
Yeah, I'm going to throw another one in here in 11 Thunderdome. He was beaten by Zaturi last week. He does have to come back from the mile to 1,400, but I like that he's got a senior rider on. I think last week he was probably in the inferior ground. I just thought he might land outside the lead here. A horse like Boots Tarrington with the blinkers on might lead, and he might just sit outside it and give a good sight. Separate's got a very good winning chance. 52.5 after the claim for Lewis German has to be regarded. Big Night Out's going to have to duck and weave through a bit of traffic, but will be strong late. And next best, number 1, and that is Outrageous, who, as Mark said, he'll want to be going forward, but he's got to do it gradually, and that's the challenge from the draw. 11, 2, 3 and 1.
Matt Hill likes number 3, Big Night Out, to beat 1, 7 and 12. 3, 1, 7 and 12 in race number 4. Dean, yesterday we saw that Ballarat Synthetic. It was originally going to be the first meeting, but then they shifted one last weekend and it had the official opening yesterday. I guess if there's ever an area, you know, it gets so cool there, doesn't it? And gets so wet or damp through the winter, Ballarat.
Yeah, it does, Andrew. It's I've liked what I've seen of it so far because you can run on it, and the riders say it rides more like a softer track than some of the synthetics that have obviously got very hard and probably rolled down over the period. So it'll be interesting to see how they maintain it, but at the moment I didn't mind the way it races.
And the news through the week, Tony McAvoy over time setting up a big base there.
Yeah, he's had a few bases over the journey, Tony. He's been around, and another big operation there, another 100-horse operation there. So it's, I suppose, with being with the Angaston stable, to have a base in Melbourne, you'd want to be that side of town. So, he's going there.
He's still got the stables at Flemington.
Yeah,
though,
he's still
going
to keep, and I think he wants to keep them as well. Yeah, so,
okay. He's expanding his numbers, or spreading them. Yeah,
certainly.
And those boxes, I think they're not built. They're going to be built, so it's not automatic for Tony McAvoy. To race 5, and in this one with tab number 1, is at big prices, 126. So we'll go down to 4, Kentucky Breeze. It's currently at $14. Number 6, Sunday Prey at 19. 8, Arasini, 17. Here's the shorty, Be Good to Your Mother. Number 9, it's now $1.70, number 9. Down to 11, Ebnahar at $9. 12, Revelous at 15. 13, Eagle Ridge at 14. 15, Persian Empire at $10 chance. And Going Gaga, number 17, at $19. Dean, $1.70. Be good to your mother.
It's been a bit of a revelation, this horse, Andrew. He's jumped out of the ground this campaign. He was showing a bit last time in, but 3 wins in a row in that last win. It was very quick time. He won by a big margin. He's had just on a month between runs. Jump out last week at Horsham looked okay. He chased home well. I think he's probably got more upside than these, and he's the one to beat. He's well enough found. Eagle Ridge, I thought, got in a terrible spot last start after being a bit slow to begin. Could certainly improve here. 11, Enbahar, the filly, taking on the older horses. And number 4, Kentucky Breeze, who is a stakes winner at this track and distance resuming. But he looks well placed to win again. Be good to your mother. 9, 13, 11 and 4.
Yep, no arguments. I think just amazing what's happened this campaign with this horse, how much it's improved. And I think as much as anything here, probably a lack of opposition sees it. Box seat, only got to hold its form and it should win. I put number 4, Kentucky Breeze, in for second. Didn't have much luck last campaign. It'll park behind them and need some luck to get out, but has got a good place chance. 11, Enbahar. Its runs have been okay without raving. And number 12, Revelous, seems to be running on, going okay. Has got a place chance also. No value in the race, but 9 should win. 9, 4, 11 and 12.
Yeah, Matt Hill going the 9 as well to beat 11, 6 and 5. 9, 11, 6 and 5. And Daniel Bowen, who trains Be Good to Your Mother, he trains out of Warrnambool. Dean, do you know, has he got a big team?
It's certainly grown with when the Weir horses were dispersed.
Right.
He's got he was a foreman for Darren Weir back in the days when we had sign off. He used to look after sign off. So he's got an expanding team, and he's been having a fair bit of luck the last 3 months or so.
Yeah, well, he's certainly enjoying it right now with Be Good to Your Mother, the clear favourite in race 5. Race 6, the So You Think Hall of Fame trophy over the mile at Flemington. Number 1, Shawnee for Chris Waller and Craig Newitt, currently at $3.80. Or no, the second pick, because there's Fidalia, number 2 for Robbie Griffiths, $2.40. 3, Tahitian Dancer at $8.50. Down to 6, Tysonic at $8.00. Number 8, Pierre O'Bell, 17. 10, Mississippi at 19. Down to 16, Sealed. This morning already, it's been 15 into 12. Number 16, Sealed, for the Graham Begg team. Mark, what are your thoughts here?
I don't think there are many hopes here, Andrew. I'm with number 2, Fidelia, who's just going in fantastic form. It steps to the mile, but the way it's going, I can't see that being an issue. It's got the turn of foot to get itself out of trouble. And I think it's the one to beat. To beat number 1, Shawnee. I just think with a cold ride at the mile, it'll go better coming home down the outside. 6, Tysonic. I would have been all over Tysonic as my top pick, but it's had the month between runs, which would suggest a setback. That's the only issue I've got with it. And I put number 3, Tahitian Dancer, in next best. I'm not sure it's screaming out for a strong mile, but it's classier than a few others in this race. 2, the one to beat. 2, 1, 6 and 3.
Yeah, I'm with Fidelia to win again. She was always going to probably end up in an awkward spot last start because all the speed was out wide, and ultimately that's what occurred, but she still overcame it. And I just think she might end up in a better spot today. And I think she's the one to beat from Tysonic. That month between runs is the concern, and obviously missed the Australasian Oaks with a setback, so she stays here at the mile. Tahitian Dancer, I thought, ran pretty well last start in a different role, but battled on well. And I've put in Sealed, the one that's been specking for. She had just had no luck in the Fidelia race. She was back to the inside and never got the run, a chance to get a run at them. Up in trip here could certainly improve with a rider change. 2, 6, 3, and 16.
Yeah, Matt Hill actually likes it, Sealed number 16, to beat 3, 2 and 11. 16, 3, 2 and 11. And we should mention, Dean, for many listeners that may not know, but at 9 o'clock is when all the betting companies really open up. And you do see moves, and we've seen already two this morning.
Yeah, exactly. That's when there's more money and the market's certainly more liquid.
Yeah. Righto. I'm already nervous about this one. I've been toeing about a couple, but I've been sitting here for 5 minutes thinking, how did we pronounce this?
It's Fameen, Andrew.
Fameen, thank you. Declares War, number one at $4.20. Fameen, number two, is at $9. Three, not a single cent, at $8.50. Five is Pretessa at $9.50. Six, Wham, at $4.20. Nine, Igniter, a $17 chance, and there's a couple right down the bottom, including 15, Made Me Shiver. It's an $8 chance. This morning there was a little bit of support here for the five, for Dean Bernice, but it's an open sort of race here. Dean, can you help our listeners?
Oh, I hope so, Andrew. I like one in this. I like Made Me Shiver. I think third up from a spell. She's a filly I've always had a bit of time for. I thought her run last start with the big weight was pretty good. I think she'll get a great run here, and I think she's got a great each-way chance. For Neem, I'm convinced he's got to be on the outside of horses. When he won here, he drew 11 of 11 and swept around them. He's got the wide draw here, a quiet ride, swooping home. He can run well. Not a single cent, did enough first up from a spell and out to 2,000 metres suits, and declares war. He's got a bit of a challenge to get through traffic from that inside draw with 60 kilos, but he's well graded in this company and has some hope. 15, 2, 3 and 1.
Yeah, I like declares war. I think I thought it showed a good return to form last time. It had no luck up the straight, looked to be strong, and just it was a really promising horse for Weary, and just showed its first real sign with Matt Kamani that it's getting back somewhere into form. I think the 2,000 metres ideal. Will need a good ride from that draw, but should be strong, and I just think got a class edge here to beat number two, Fineem. I think it's a huge improver. Just never had room to wind up last time. Stepping to the 2,000 metres outside horses is ideal. Number six, Wham, is going well, be running on, and 15, Made Me Shiver, who will be up on the speed and getting fitter for recent racing. 1, 2, 6 and 15.
Race caller Matt Hill likes declares war as well for Matt Kumani, number 1, to beat 6, 5 and 15. 1, 6, 5 and 15. I haven't seen it, Dean, but Glenn Munsey made reference of it earlier. The John Maher speech last night at the Hall of Fame, he said it absolutely was magnificent. He got Stephen King and... got someone else up, Stephen King and someone else that Glenn mentioned, but he said it was a magnificent speech, and that's no surprise knowing John.
Johnny gets on a roll, he can talk as good as anyone, yes, there's no doubt about that, and if you'd have maybe a couple of reds, even more so.
Yes, exactly. And this is the John Maher Hall of Fame. Number three, Mr. Marathon Man at $13. Four, Torgerson at $12. Five, Hassan Eagle currently at $4.80. Six, Mamzelle Tess at $5.50. Seven, Masculino at $7. Eight, Shoko at $9.50. Nine, One More Try at $4.60. And 11, Spanahead is at $4.40. There hasn't been a lot of movement here, Mark, in race eight at this early stage of betting.
No, Hoss, if I was going to have a bet here, it would be number 11 each way, Spanahead. I just think, even though it's coming out of probably an easier race, it ran well enough first up. It will be fitter, it's got 52 kilos, and it's got a fitness edge on a few of its main rivals. So from the draw, it should get a lovely run, and you shouldn't miss each way. To beat number 7, Masculino, who might want a softer track, but gee, a recent trial was good. It should be running on strongly down the outside. Number 9, One More Try. It can win. I think it was well enough found early in the week. It has drifted slightly. And then 8, Shoko, or Shoko, who should go forward on the speed, give you a sight. 11, 7, 9 and 8.
Yeah, same top selection. I'm with 11 Spanahead. I thought ran well first up, and I like that down to right down in the weights here to 52 kilos and probably in a really controlling spot to beat 5 Hassan Eagle, who'll who proved himself at 1400 last time in, just gets a cheap run here, and at least he's got a turn of foot at the end of his races. Nine, one more try. I thought tried well enough recently, will be a chance, and I put in Mamzelle Tess, who never really runs badly, just the 1600 and the set weights were against the last start. 11, 5, 9 and 6.
11 as well here from Matt Hill to beat 6, 9 and 5. 11, 6, 9 and 5. Vaux Rogue was one of the horses inducted into the Hall of Fame last night. Geez, he gave us some special moments at Flemington, Dean, didn't he? The champ, Vaux Rogue.
He did that, Andrew. He was magnificent. It's great that they've actually named a race over 2,000 metres at Flemington in his honour, because that was where he was absolutely at his best. So won a couple of Turnbull Stakes, a couple of Australian Cups. He was a magnificent horse.
He was in his race number two, or Boom Time. Got a little bit of a positive push this morning from David Hayes going forward for his next few runs. Currently at 18, it's been 23, now 18 this morning. Home by Midnight at 15. Three Pacadali at 5.50. Four Mantastic, $4. Five Morton's Fork at 12. 6 Second Bullet at $6. Seven Maha Amides at 7.50. Willy, number eight, at $10. Nine Octobello at 15. Down to Lycurgus, number 11, a $16 chance. 12 last week at $18. And Our Peaky Blinders, number 13, in there at $19. There's a few in the market here, Dean.
Yeah, it's that sort of race, Andrew, but I'm thinking Pacadali's ready to win. I just hope the inside by this stage of the day is okay. I think he just got exposed a bit early last start, and he still toughed it out pretty well. I think third up, he's ready to peak. Second Bullet was a terrific run last start, and he's since trialled very well. I think he's got a great chance. Home by Midnight went to the line sweetly, first run for Patrick Payne, and Lycurgus didn't get a lot of room and wasn't really tested late at Flemington first up. Trial was no guide on wet ground. He doesn't like it. He could certainly run well here. But I like Pacadali, but it is a good competitive race. 3, 6, 2 and 11.
Yeah, I've just switched the Quinella around here. I'm going with number 6, Second Bullet, who I thought ran well last time. The trial since on its home track. The stable's in form. Sit back, plenty of galloping room, come to the outside and should steam down the middle. To beat number 3, Pacadali. A little worry there about the inside late in the day, but it was good last time covering ground. Number 2, Home by Midnight. Might need one more run, but did work to the line well. And 7, Maha Amadeus. Just has to settle here at the 2,000 metres, but he's better suited this trip. 6, 3, 2 and 7.
For Matt Hill, it's 3 Pacadali on top to beat 4, 6 and 11. 3, 4, 6 and 11. So there are the boys' tips for the 9 races. What's your best, Mark?
I'll go Hoss race 7, number 1, Declares War, and race 9, number 6, Second Bullet. And around the grounds, Andrew.
Yeah, around the grounds, pin poised.
Each way, race 7 at Wodonga, race 7, number 3, Japarit, each way at the odds from gate 1 with the senior jockey going on there.
$5 is where it sits right now, with Jack Hill riding it from an inside draw. So on Jack Mark Classic Day of Wodonga, Mark's each way is Japarit, race 7, number 3. Good on you, Mark. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter there. What about you, Dean?
Andrew, I thought that I'm sort of against Mark and both mine, but they're both probably around the each way as well. So race 7, number 15, Made Me Shiver, and race 9, number 3, Pacadali.
Pacadali there. So they're the two for Dean. Have you had a look at Goodwood or anything like that?
The Goodwood, I think Cool Passion's got a good chance of turning the tables on Sprite. It'd be interesting to see how the mid-race pressure is. They went very hard in the middle stages, was set up for Sprite. I don't know if there's quite as much pressure this time, and I think Cool Passion will give a great sight, and had missed a run leading into that race, listening to Tony McAvoy talk about it, so might be just that little bit fitter, so giving her a good chance of winning the Goodwood. And outside that, it's they're very competitive races, but I'm a bit of a rat for a horse that won at the Warrnambool Carnival called Nashville Sound. He's going up significantly in class in race 3 in the Queen's Cup. But, I think he's a progressive stayer, and some of those horses have pretty much hit their mark, so he might just hit that race at the right time. Race 3, number 11, Nashville Sound.
Righto, and it's currently $4.40 there for Daniel Bowen.
Yeah, indeed. This is probably, he's probably stepping out his best two horses in two different states today, and they've both got great chances.
Good on you, Dean. We'll hear from you tomorrow morning just after 11, mate, about 10 past 11 with your preview. Tomorrow we'll be looking at both New South Wales meetings between 10 and 10.30,
yep.
Gunnedah and Wagga, and then you'll be up at about 10 past 11 with your preview for...
Bendigo and best bets for Casterton.
OK, we'll hear you then, and then on Monday for Punters Postmortem. Thanks a lot, Dean.
Terrific. Thank you, Andrew.
Dean Lester and Mark Hunter looking at Flemington. And Matt Hill's best today was race 5, number 9, Be Good to Your Mother, race 5, number 9. What a day as this TAB Racing Queensland Carnival continues. We're looking at Doomben Cup Day next on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio travels to the northeast of the state this Sunday for Country Cup action. Gunnedah hosts a showcase prize money meeting, including the $40,000 Cup. Gunnedah tips Sunday morning at 10 on Sky Sports Radio.
After the Brisbane tips, your New South Wales provincial preview.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Pinot Grigio. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Joust, the only real-time mortgage auction site, putting you in control of your finances. Watch banks battle live for your home loan. Visit joust.com.au.
In the city, George and Hay Street, we've got lights flashing yellow. Also in the city, George Street between Bridge and Essex Streets, there's light rail works, and one lane's open under the direction there of traffic controllers. South on the Princes Highway, it's all clear towards Wollongong, and we've got a hazard reduction happening around Waterfall. The Clarendon Homes Raise the Roof promotion on now. 31 luxury must-have upgrades for $4,990. Head to clarendon.com.au to find out more. T's and C's apply. Steve Carline, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Meet Tom. Tom owns a building company. Business is good, but he doesn't have the budget all the time for remedial management. Then, Tom found Cat Checkpoint, a remedial management system for builders and their subcontractors. With Cat Checkpoint, Tom's team can easily do inspections with minimal or no typing, monitor progress from the comfort of their desks, eliminate dots and endless lists, view subcontractor performance stats, and more, all for an affordable price.
Visit catcloud.biz for details.
Now here's a tip, a surefire winner. International Race Week in Hong Kong. Ambassador Travel have all the five-star details sorted. Leaving December 3, don't miss out on a week you'll never forget. Back a winner now. Ambassador Travel, 1-800-777-989 or their website, ambassadortravel.com.au.
Looking for epic Queensland Winter Carnival action? Look to Group 1 Doomben Cup Day Saturday, featuring the might and the power in the Group 1 Doomben Cup. Those who would be queen in the Group 2 Roses and the black type beauties in the Bill Carter and Bright Shadow. There's only one place to look for Saturday's most exciting contests. Group 1 Doomben Cup Day, part of the 2019 TAB Queensland Winter Racing Carnival.
Hancock's Bloodstock have a stunning rising two-year-old colt by hot young sire Done Deal. 8 stakes winners already, including Your Deal, Castle Vecchio, Mr. Inevitable and Transact, the trainer Joe Pride at Warwick Farm, the dam 5-time winner Tijon by Costa del Lago, second dam stakes winner Princess Polona. 5% share, $3,800 and $200 a month covers cost. 2.5% shares available. Bob qualifies, free replacement offer. For a PDS, call Shelley Hancock's 03-5274-9171 or see the website Hancock's, hancox.com.au. AFSL 227365.
Tomorrow, catch Gunnedah Cup Day on Sky Sports Radio. 28 minutes to 10. We're now focusing in on Doomben. We'll get the latest on the weather shortly. The track is rated a soft 5, a Penno of 5.67. The rail's out a little bit compared to last week. Today, it's at 2 metres. Michael Maxworthy's there. Maxie, good morning. How's the weather currently?
At the moment, it is overcast. However, I just had a quick look at the forecast for the rest of the day, and it just says a 10% chance we might get a shower. So I think it was a little bit like Ipswich yesterday. We got a little bit of rain, but nothing to affect the track. We have had some showers during the week. I'm expecting the track to play similarly, Andrew, to what it did 7 days ago for the 10,000 metre.
All right, well, there's plenty to talk about, so let's jump into it, mate. The first race, Sacred Day, number 11's the favourite. Already this morning's gone 5 to 460 in the last half an hour for Tony Pike. Number 12, Dan Ness, at 550. 13 red colour at 5.50 and the 7 is at 6.50. But already a move this morning for 11 Sacred Day.
Yeah, I think Tony Pike from his team that he has in Queensland, I think he's had five starters for three winners already. Three winners during the week. It started with the Bostonian. I'm with number 13 now in this opening event, Red Colour. This is only a benchmark 75, and I think this is very achievable for her. There doesn't look to be a lot of on-pace pressure here, and I'm hoping that they hunt her out of the gates to drive her forward. Back in the early days, she strung together two or three wins when leading. Lost a little bit of a speed, but I'm just hoping they really work on her to try and establish a spot in the first three, and I think she's a great each-way chance. I'm throwing in the Pike runner here, 11 Sacred Day. He's been racing in some decent open handicaps in New Zealand, and here he is back to a 75, so he's well graded. My concern is, though, that he's first up here since early March over the mile, but the money suggests that he's done plenty of work, so clearly he's capable of winning at the Kiwi. Then 6, Miming, and number 12, Dan Sayers, has got a bit of the Candyman form. 13, 11, 6 and 12 in the first.
Talking of the Candyman, I see he's running at the Gold Coast today. They've taken that option down there.
Yeah, I think that's the right option. Looking at the outside gate, 62 kilos on his back today at Durban. So, yeah, the right option. He hasn't had the greatest of preparations, and he might have to back up again after today. So let's hope he comes through with flying colours, because he's fast becoming one of our top, well, most popular horses in Queensland.
Yeah, for sure. The second race, guys here, number 16, already in the last 40 minutes, has gone 370, now 330, number 16. 18, Duchess of Lennox. And Chris Waller said this morning he thought this one was just his pick at 550, and 2, Gold Ambition at $7.
Yeah, the 2 Waller fillies not making it into the roses, so they need to win here if they're going to get into the Oaks in a couple of weeks' time. And they've certainly enhanced this race, guys, and Duchess of Lennox. I'm going to go with Waller's other runner here, the more seasoned Tenero, number 4. Now, first up, he ran second at Eagle Farm over the mile behind one of the country's most informed horses at the moment in Lejeuge. And then he went to the coast on that very heavy track, and he could only manage 6th behind the Candyman. He just didn't get through the ground on the very heavy. He's much better on a soft surface, so he just gets to jar out of it today, and he's got a good gate for James McDonald. So I just think his race wiseness might be able to get him through. I've got the 12 in the mix to Oakfield Monarch. Now, I can't see him winning this, but I can see him running a place at a big price. He's got a good gait. He's going to get a soft run for Larry Cassidy. And then I got Waller's 3-year-old fillies in the mix. 16 guys. She's 3 from 3, all of the very first prep. She's a bit of a lazy girl. They've got to work on her, but she's obviously very talented. And number 18, Duchess of Lennox, comes off that second placing at Randwick behind that horse that absolutely blitzed them there, the stablemate No Boo. And I guess if he comes up here for the Derby, I just about want to be on him. But Duchess of Lennox was about 4.3 behind him, but it was good enough to give her a chance here today. 4, 12, 16 and 18.
Race 3, the first of the features, the Bill Carter here for the 2-year-old fillies. From a slightly awkward draw, Gem of Scotland, number 2, the favourite at 350. 9, California Zimbal at 440. 6, Perudo, currently at $6. 8, Take T at 750. And the Tony Gollan trained Nydorp, number 4, currently maxi at $9.
It's an excellent field, but I think the barriers are going to have the final say here. The top two in the market have drawn wide, and they're very, very good fillies. Had they drawn state gates 10 and into single digits, I would have had them 1-2. And I'm referring to Gem of Scotland and California Zimbal. The Gem of Scotland comes out of, I think she comes out of 14, and the Snowden filly, California Zimbal, 15. So it's nasty, and a lot of these fillies that are drawn well are going to, look, this is a stakes race. They're going to be kicking up to try and hold a handy spot in the first half dozen. So I don't know where these two favourites are going to end up. For that reason alone, I've just dropped them a little bit, but clearly they are the class fillies. I love Gem of Scotland, and I love the way California Zimbal went when winning a maiden at Canterbury last start. The horse that's going to sit back, mind her own business, is number 1, Miss Cavallo. I like this filly a lot. She's got the Odyssey form. and I think she can steam home over the top of them. Yeah, she may have to encounter a few traffic difficulties because that's her pattern. That she's a filly that can really hit the line, Miss Cavallo. Number six, Perudo, one of Tony Gollan's fillies here. Now, she's got gate three, and she's going to look to hunt up and hold that spot somewhere. And she hasn't got to do too much work. She can certainly run top three. And then I've got the fillies Take T from the inside gate to get a lovely run. She's got that stronger form from the coast the other day. And then Gem of Scotland, 1, 6, 8, and 2.
Intriguing little race. It will be the Bill Carter race three. And what a race this will be. It's been much discussed through the week. Our good mate Steve Hewlett put out a tweet through the week. Who would you want to tip in the race? Zoo Style now $1.60. Have they not missed it? Plagstone at $2.30. And then out to the Portelli train, Ronstar Maxi at $13. You're playing locally or are you going for the blue?
No, I'm playing locally, but Stephen's been all over Plagstone. Every time he opens his mouth, he's pushing Plagstone. but I'm in the corner of Zoo Style. I think the difference between these two horses, and they're both very talented, is Zoo Style is what you see is what you get. He's 5 for 5. I've seen him in 3 jump outs and barrier trials, and it's same. He's a faultless beginner. He leads by 2 at a high cruising speed, and he maintains that margin. And people are going to be, and I'm sure the market assessors were hoo-haring the Queensland form when they first went up because they were happy to go Plagstone favourite over Zoo Style. But take into account that it was Outback Barbie that ran second to him over 1,200 metres in the Vaux Road before a spell. She was closing in on him, but she was a bit stiff not to run top three in the 10,000. I just think he's faultless. I think he'll lead on his ear. Couple of scratchings here, and I don't think the gallop is going to be that strong early. The other fellow, Plagstone, his little problem that I see that he's got is he wants to charge in his races. The jockeys have usually come out neutral on him because if you come out and move, you want to charge. But I must say, that trial at Kembla, he looked to be a lot more relaxed in the early part of that trial. But I think Zoo Style will beat him today. Zoo Style from Plagstone, then Ronstar, who gets a soft run. And this Kiwi filly's pretty handy too. Number 10, she's all mine. 1, 3, 4, and 10.
Can't wait for that at 1 o'clock. The Bright Shadow is race 5. Quilista, number 1, already this morning, 270, 240 now for Peter and Paul Snowden. 6 River Racer at 370. 8 Test the World out to $5. And number 3, Indecision at $11.
Yeah, with the scratching of a couple of the key runners here, Stella Victoria and Sexy Eyes, I can see Quilista getting a fairly cruisy time of it up on speed. Now, when I saw her was 60 kilos, automatically went looking elsewhere and had Stella Victoria in top because she had 6 kilos less. But with her not there, I'm really warming up to Corlista now. We know she's very good. She ran a great race at Randwick 2 back, went fourth behind White Moss, and she was relentless in her gallop that day. She went far too fast. And then she ran second at the Gold Coast behind the first-up specialist Demerara on that heavy 10 with 59.5 on her back. So she's used to carrying big weights. There'll be nowhere near as pressure in this race as what there was at the last 2 starts. So I like her a lot today, Quilista. To beat number 6, River Racer, it seems as though when they ride her back, she finishes the races off strongly. So I'm hoping they do that again with her today. Let her find the feet. Epidemic, number 5. She was in that Quilista race at the Gold Coast the other day, the one that Demerara won. I don't think she liked the heavy 10 at all. She's much more at home on this just soft track today, Epidemic. And then the Kiwi Indecision, number 3. She's an on-pacer, so like Quilista, I'm looking at these on-pacers to kick on here. 1, 6, 5, and 3.
To just a reminder, too, from TAB today, we've got those early bet on races 1, 2, and 3. If your horse runs second or third on Doomben, Rose Hill, and Flemington, you get that bonus bet back to $50. So that's also happening today on Doomben, races 1, 2, and 3. to race number 6, the Chief De Beers. And Godolphin have got the favourite Isurian number 7, now at $2.80. Little bit of movement this morning. Meet Mr. Taylor, number 14, now $3.20. It opened this morning at $3.60. And Mr. Marbleuse, number 2, is currently at $5. YPO at 6. But Isurian, the favourite here.
Yeah, meet Mr. Taylor. He can't draw an alley, this fellow. He's had 9, 7, and 9 of his last 3. 1 of 9 last time, but that was on a very heavy track, and he was able to cruise away with it. Look, I made him a special today, a Saurian. Last time we saw him in Brisbane, it was during the Summer Carnival. It was 2 back on the 29th of December. He ran 3rd. It was this track and distance, 3rd behind Fiery Heights. They ran a record in it as well. Now, he drew gate 12, and he was midfield. It was messy for him. He was 3 deep, but I love the way he knuckled down and found the line. He was only 3/4 of a length of Fiery Heights at the end, and then he ran 3rd in the takeover the target, the tactical advantage before a break. His first-up stats are terrific, I saw him. 3 goes first up with 3 wins. He's an empire. He has had 2 recent trials. The only thing is I wanted to see just a little bit more from him in his second trial. It was good without being anything special. I'm just hoping that that trial has cleaned him right up and he's ready first up today. I just see him enjoying a beautiful run behind what I think will be a hot speed. Meet Mr. Taylor will be one of those speed horses. He's definitely the Quinella horse, I feel. Number 2, Mr. Marbleuse, and then number 9, YPO. 7, 14, 2, and 9.
The few scratchings have helped Mr. Taylor, because I spoke with Kelly Sweetie yesterday morning and he said, where we're drawn from the 11-10, it's just going to make it tough. But those 4 scratchings make it a bit softer, doesn't it?
Well, only just. He's got 11. 11, it's better than 15. But look, he's a very good horse, but well, I can see Tarzan kicking up underneath him, YPO. Misery's got a heap of toes, so I just don't know where he's going to end up today. Andrew, but yeah, 11 is better than 15.
Yeah, understand. The Bermborough BRC Sprint, and we're going to see chapter and verse again, number 10. It's the favourite at $3. One Eye Marippa's at $6.50, 6 Tie Zone at $8.50, and Joe Pride's got Passage of Time up there today. Sam Clippinen up there riding currently at $9.
Yeah, he's got a bit of an awkward gait, but the 13.50 is a different story altogether. They've got about 400 metres down that straight back stretch to try and get a position. I'm going with Chapter and Verse, though. He's got barrier 2, and he'll probably settle around about 5th, 6th, 7th, close to the rails, held up for the last crack at them. And the way he's going, I've got to put him in on top here, down on the minimum handicap. The handicapper hasn't got hold of him as yet. Trailing in number 6, Tie Zone, he won the gold market very well first up, and then he had no luck at all in the Wheatwood, and then no luck at Randwick around about a month ago now. I saw him in a solo gallop on Tuesday morning at the coast, and he flew. He will need luck, though, from where he's drawn, because he likes to tuck in and get held up for the 13.50. Shogun's Son, now, similarly with him, I like him back to the 13.50 because he can pull a bit, and he did that last start, and he was caught late over the mile. I think with Michael Carl's kind hands relaxing him in behind, I think he can run a place at a big price. And then the likely leader, I'm a Ripper, he's more suited here, I think, over the 13.50. He did win this race 12 months ago with a lighter weight. 10, 6, 13, and 1 in the 7th events.
Yep, the Group 3 sprint. The big one of the day is the Group 1 Doomben Cup, and 13 Young Star is the current favourite at $4.40. 16 Gem Song at $6. Shillelagh number 11, Chris Waller favouring it a little bit this morning at 7. 2 Lifeless Ordinary at 8. And Arcademus, $9.50. And Canendra this morning has been 12 into $10, number 12 for Ma and Eustace. Barriers might play a bit of a role here, particularly with Arcademus today.
Yeah, well, he's got one of the outside gates, so he'll come out and go forward. Now, he's dominated Hawkesbury and then dominated his last starts. So his last two, he's been able to cruise along Hawkesbury and Eagle Farm. But, look, prioritises in the race today. Now, I don't give him a chance at all, but he's a horse that can get a B in his bonnet. If he decides he wants to get the job done straight away, prioritise, he could go out and lead by 2 or 3 lengths at a solid gallop. So I think they'll string out here, and I'm thinking the faster they go, the better for Young Star. because we don't want to get her strung up in traffic, because that's her pattern to get back. She did win the Roses this track and distance last year. She went around in the Melbourne Cup, had a good break. I thought she was satisfactory in the All Age. She was better over the 1800 in the Hollandale. I reckon Young Star will peak today. To beat number two, Life Less Ordinary. Now, he beat a lot of these horses at the coast on a heavy track, but he's good to soft form. He's as good as well, and he's probably going in the best form of his career, Life Less Ordinary. Then number 10, Fierce Impact. And then I've got 11, Shalala, who's been waiting in the wings, and she gets a perfect track condition today. Terrific race. It is open. 13, though, Young Star from 2.10 and 11.
The Doomben Cup at 20-4. And then the day wraps up with the Magic Millions Roses and Scarlet Dream up there for Mark Unum and Blake Shen, currently 2.50. But Richard and Michael Friedman are saying, hang on, we've got On the White Turf number 15. It's at 6. And number 14, Atana, this morning's been 9.50 to 8.50.
Great renewal of the Roses. It really is. Young Star won it last year. And I think the Sydney Fillies are the way to go here, the two favourites, as you mentioned. Little concerned about Scarlet Dream, second in to Very Elegant, who's a star. And this girl should have finished closer to Very Elegant. She had a momentum completely halted, 200 out, Scarlet Dream. But she's 2,400 at Randwick, back to 2,000 here at Doomben. So she's going to need luck. That's all she'll need. Now, if she gets strung up at any point, I think the 15 can win it on the white turf. I think On the White Turf is yet to peak this time in. She's coming through the pack of plate about a month ago, and I thought she was terrific. Shuffled back to last, turning into the straight, and she was finishing powerfully. In one more stride, she beats Purple Sector. Purple Sector won the boys' equivalent of this last week, the Rough Habit. So I love her today on the white turf. 15 to beat one, Scarlet Dream. Then number 9, Bell Rock, has been coming through the back door for Brian Smith. He's got it just about ready to peak. And then number 16, Re-Edit. 15-1-9-16 in the Roses.
Okay. What are your best bet?
All right. It was Isaurian, Andrew, in what race is it?
Race 6.
Race 6, number 7, Isaurian for Doomben.
Righto. Enjoy it, mate. Let's hope the showers stay away as the forecast is. It's meant to be a clear day, and the track is just a soft 5. Good on you, mate.
Okay. Thank you, Andrew.
Michael Maxworthy looking at Doomben. By the way, if you've missed anything through this morning, you can go to the Twitter handle at Sky Sports Radio 1. All the details are there, the podcasts, the tips from the boys that we've had on air this morning, all on social media at Twitter at Sky Sports Radio 1. Newcastle, Gary Harley, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. I'm already up the track. What a delightful day. Going to be about 24 degrees, I think, here. We're on a good pour, and by gee, it's a very, very classy Saturday program, Andrew.
All right, well, let's look at the mate. John O'Shea's got the short pricey in the first. Cottingham, number 7, currently at $2.15. It opened at 2.30, near enough to 9 o'clock. So it's been the early mover, number 7. Gary?
I think it'll be very hard to beat. She's a reduced choice filly. Bred by Sir Patrick Hogan, actually, and she's only had the two runs. Carries the Think Big stud colours. And here in a 1500 last start, April 27, she went back to last in a field of 7. She got into the clear of the 300. She sprinted up to join the lead, and the winner speed camera just ran her down late. Now, as I said, she's only had limited experience, two runs. Third run back today, goes to the 1850. Had a talk about it with John at Wye on Thursday. He said, I won't be up there. I've got a runner in town. He said, but I think she'll be very hard to beat. Mm. Number 8, Zenodini, was an odds-on favourite when unplaced at Hawkesbury, $1.65 last start. Shared the lead early. Got held up at the early bit of the start of the straight. Then young Chris Williams went back to the rail, only plodded to the end. It did look on face value a bit disappointing, but the step up to 1850 is going to suit. Third pick, number 4, Now You Know Me, a guy and Adrian. Its last run was at Hawkesbury. Got beat about a length. Sat outside the leader. Now they headed it at 100. It wasn't no great race, class-wise. Run second to Our Fun. Will beat McKembler two runs back, and Our Fun didn't run a place at Wyong on Thursday. I got it in for third. I can't put it any higher. And number two, Dundee, will run the trip. 7842.
Race number two and number seven, Warfare, is the favourite, $3.20. Liberty Head's been a mover this morning, Gary, 380 to 340 here, number six, and three, Ruling Symbol, currently at $4.
Warfare's my best bet of the day, a Spirit of Moon Cult of the Snowdens. That's one of the James Harron syndicates. My God, it was a good trial the other day at Randwick. It's on debut, but Blazing Miss won the trial before length. And she can fly Blazing Miss over 1,000 metres. She was just beaten in a Group 3. And this horse, Kieran McAvoy rode Warfare, took it back to last, three lengths off the second last horse coming to the home turf. And when he got into the outside, he sprinted. He is a very smart horse on that trial, Warfare. In the trial, at the end, he actually... run second behind Blazing Miss, beaten 4 lengths, but he was never ever off the bit, and I reckon he's very smart. Number three, Ruling Symbol, travel wide the other day, first up at Gosford when it run fourth. The winner, Love My Cashews, has won since. This horse was only beaten two, back on his home track. He'll run well. Liberty Head, I love the trial. That was at Warwick Farm. Josh Parr trialed it, sat outside the lead. Not ridden out at all to get beat 1 3/4. Strasbourg finished just in front of it in the trial. So there was a bit of quality there. And number two, Guards Red, a stablemate of Warfare with the Snowdens. Its trial was okay, but nowhere near as good as the stablemate. Seven, a good thing to beat, 3.62.
Race number three, a benchmark 64. Chris Waller's got the favourite. Smiling Manolito, number three at $3. Five, Collins Creek at $3.50. And two, Subtle Grey, $4 to $3.70 this morning.
I like Subtle Grey. Wayne Wilkes has got him up there at Taree. His country form's very good. He's won three of his last five, two at Taree and the last one at Grafton. He missed the kick last start at Grafton in mid-April, then got up outside the leader. He was too strong in the run home. He's raced very well on this track before for two places. I think he's good value. Number one, quality approach. First up with Kieran Maher and David Eustace. His last two starts back, he won a 2,300 here and won by 5 lengths. Corey Brown rode him that day. He had another run on Boxing Day, finished down the track at Randwick, went to the paddock. They've kept him nice and fresh. He hasn't had a trial, and I reckon he'll sprint all right 1,500 first up. Smiley Manolito, 20 starts for two wins, but is at 8 placing. Hasn't done a lot this time in. Got beat 6-4 at two runs at Warwick Farm in Canterbury. Led at Canterbury last start, but it has raced very well here before. It's won a race here, and it did run second one day. Number 5, Collins Creek, place chance. 2-1-3-5.
Okay, so that's 2-1. I've written for them for whatever reason. 2-1, 3-5 in race three. Race four of fillies and mares. One aim for perfection. It's the shorty of the day here for Mark Newnham. $1.55 over the Godolphin horse Arbor Reel at $4.20.
The favourite, the smart missile filly aim for perfection, has won 5 trials, Andrew. Hawkesbury, back in June last year, Warwick Farm November last year, again Warwick Farm that month, and the two at once at Warwick Farm in April and on the 3rd of May at Warwick Farm. Last one at Mr. Kick, rolled up lovely underneath them. Josh Parr rode it, chaired the lead top of the straight, and Josh never moved. Got the blinkers on, first run in a race, one of the Guri team, but on those trials it looks a winner and is very, very short, as you said. Oakfield Tickets didn't trial too bad here. He won a trial on the Bowman track and then run second. Well, she did. She could run a place. Number two, Celebrity's Choice. Failed on debut. Kind of horse club horse with Chris Lee. So Chris sent her to the trials, and I thought she trialed pretty good at Gosford after the failure. And number six, Nicola. 1-3-2-6.
1-3-2-6 there, race four. Benchmark 64 is race five. Good omen for election day here. Number one, Our Candidate. It's the favourite at $2.50. Two, The Ladies' Boy. Scratch from the third race at Rose Hill. It could have got a run, but they scratched it to run here, Peter and Paul Snowden. It's currently at $5, along with number three, Faith in Kind.
Chris Lee is accepted with horses in six different venues today, I understand. Tuncurry, Mudgee, Rose Hill, Durman, here. And he must have a runner or two somewhere else. I read that in today's Telegraph. So this one here, I think, will win for him, our candidate. European Stayer, who's had one run since it came to Australia, Gosford. Nothing a beat ahead of. So was back worse than midfield in the 1900 first up. Held up early straight. Not a split at the 150. I thought it was going to win at the 100. The run just ended near the line. Lot pitted at A, second up by Camelot. They stay, of course. And an Australian bloodstock horse. Gibbo's got some great rides today, and this is another one. Andrew Gibbons, barrier one, will get a lovely run. Faith in Kind got knocked rotten near last start in the straight when it was going to do something. Around about the 200. Gets back and runs on, suited by the distance. Runs well on this track. Second pick. The Ladies' Boy, very disappointing here. Last start. I tipped it that day and got back to near last and run second last. Did nothing, but it was only beaten two lengths, but it had run well here prior to that. And number nine, Peace of Mind for Gerald. 1, 3, 2, and 9.
Race number 6 on this card, a class 2, and number 7, Luff, is the favourite. This morning it's been 290 to 260 in the last hour. Number 7, 2 Crackneck, has eased out to $3, and 5 Bengala Boy. It's been another tightener, Gary. 380 into 320 in the last hour. So early support numbers 5 and 7.
I like Bengala Boy. He's a very, very fast horse. I won Gina, trained by Pat Farrell up at Musselbrook, and he's old apprentice. Digger McClellan was apprentice to Pat for 4 years, ran a stack of winners when he was there. He's ridden him his last two, Andrew. He's run him into the ground at Musselbrook, his last two, over 1,000. On the good four, he won the Star Kingdom and run 56.7, then went to a soft five and folded in and run 57.6. He is a real flyer. He's just come good his last couple of runs. He's going to give him something to chase here, 900. And the fact that venture capital is scratched helps him because it would have put a bit of pressure on him. I certainly don't think they can lead him. He's got terrific speed. Luff absolutely bolted him the other day at Musselbrook. Won by over 4 lengths. She's been a problem, or he has, at the barrier. He was a late scratching a couple of times. Jeremy had to keep taking him back to the trial. And then when they got him in